It's time for the Giant Company pregame show on the Blue Raider Sports Network. Today's game is brought to you in part by the Giant Company, DHL Supply Company, Hetrick Center, Gingrich Memorials, Tim Clouser Remax Realty, Middletown VFW Post 1420, the Middletown Moose, Michelle's Creations with you in mind, Daly's Golf, Jack's Auto Sales, Middletown Lumber, Brownstone Cafe, Dominic D. DeFrancisco American Legion Post 594, J&J Pizzeria, Hughes Awards, and by the Middletown Area Alumni Association. Now, let's take it out to the game with the WMSS Sports Crew. Good evening, everyone, and welcome out to Henry Hershey Field. Here on the campus of Milton Hershey High School, John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser, Steve Leedy, glad to have you along. Another beautiful night for high school football. And Middletown coming into this game tonight at 1-0, Milton Hershey 0-1. And Brian Kaiser, great comeback for the Middletown Blue Raiders last week. Kind of charged this program up to start the season.
You could feel the energy right away, both after the game, but even in school this past week, there was a buzz all of a sudden. And all of a sudden, you've got a group that is energized, is excited to be out there on the field, and has something immediately positive to hang their hats on. Fantastic guts that they showed last week, not once, but twice, coming from behind in that game in the fourth quarter to be able to take that victory in overtime over Donegal. And they're looking to extend on that. This is a Milton Hershey team on the opposite side of things. They were in their big game last week that they like to prep for, the Cocoa Bowl, and Hershey just took them out of it. They held them to 13 yards rushing, and as a result of that, Spartans couldn't get anything going. So 28-0 loss there. They have to regroup. They have to do it here on home. Their second straight home game, and for Middletown, their first time on the road, they're going to try to bring as many people out here, and we see already a good showing already from the Middletown crowd on the opposite side.
All right, when we come back, we'll hear from Scott Govern, head coach of the Middletown football team. Brian has a chat with him, and that's when we come back after this with the Giant Company pregame show here on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Giant Company, nutrition, health, and pharmacy resources.
Okay, play four, please. Were you getting an echo in your headphones?
From our table, there's Giant.
No, okay.
Allowing you to pick up your groceries.
No, I'm talking to someone else here. Play four, please. Play four.
100 local food banks and with Feeding America, the nation's largest organization dedicated to fighting domestic hunger. Giant Company, proud Blue Raider sponsors.
I flipped this down and I'm still getting it.
The Hetrick Center has been serving the Middletown area since 1979. The Hetrick Center has chiropractic, physical therapy, aquatic therapy, and massage from a team of non-surgical specialists. They have locations in Mechanicsburg, Mountjoy, Harrisburg, and Middletown. That's the Hetrick Center, proud Blue Raider spot.
I put the black dot there that we're going to flip.
Daly's Golf on East Main Street in Middletown does everything automotive. Tune-ups, inspection, tires, exhaust, brakes, even towing. Daly's Golf is open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. That's Daly's Golf, proud Blue Raider sponsors.
Oh, I need to do both.
Michelle's Creations, with you in mind, proudly serves the Middletown area. Michelle and Doug Lutz are proud Blue Raider alumni.
Okay,
Michelle's Creations, with you in mind, has flowers, centerpieces.
Make sure that I'm in queue back there, Audrey.
You're a member of the Telefora Network. Their number is 717-944-5425 or online at creationswithyouinmind.com.
Tim Clouser of RE/MAX Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Tim Clouser has buyer and seller representation, real estate appraisal, new construction, and more. Tim Clouser, RE/MAX Realty Select. His number is 717-526-4300 or online at tclouser.harrisburghomes.net.
Gingrich Memorials of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Gingrich Memorials is the oldest business in Middletown, celebrating 100 years of service to the community. Gingrich Memorials has their own art staff and in-house laser, and they wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season. That's Gingrich Memorials, 568 North Union Street in Middletown.
Mm-hmm.
Show alongside of Middletown head football coach Scott Govern. Coach, you have to be absolutely ecstatic with the way that your team responded last week in the opening win against Donegal, down 17-3. The young team comes all the way back, ties the game, gives up a touchdown, and again still comes all the way back and then wins that game in overtime. What a springboard for this season for this team.
Yeah, we were I was impressed with our resilience. The first half, obviously, we looked like deer in headlights, and it was disappointing because a lot of our mistakes were self-inflicted. So when we went into halftime to make our adjustments, it was one of those things of, we're not going to sit here and browbeat the kids, because we knew we made mistakes to set up their touchdowns and gave them opportunities. And if we took care of that, we knew we'd be able to move the ball on them and have success in the second half. And, you know, we outscored them 28-7. And the one thing with our kids is they have this no-quit attitude, and they're very steady. And I don't know how to say it, but they just don't seem to get rattled when things around us are in chaos. I was inside screaming in myself, but I was able to keep my composure because I didn't want the kids to see it. But, yeah, I couldn't have been prouder of the effort they gave in the second half and how we closed the game out.
You talked, you've been very open in the preseason about how good a character team this team is, and they really showed that in this game. And when you have a big win like this, the thing that you always wonder about is practice the next week, because you know the first day everyone's going to be all hyped up. But then after that, did they snap back to reality?
That's exactly how this week went. It was back to reality. It was hot. So there was, Friday went away pretty quick from last week, and then all of a sudden reality kicked in, and we have to put the work in for this week. A little sluggish in the beginning, and then we were able to pick it up at the end of the week, and we're hoping that carries into the game.
Want to talk about the offensive line, because you've got some senior leadership up there and some guys who were really challenged at halftime of that game and came back in the second half and just played fantastically. What is it about that group that allows them to work the way that they did really in that crunch time of the game?
They respond very well to Coach Dupes and those that have grown up in Middletown, that have had the privilege of playing with him or being coached with him, understand how Mike's intensity, he's excellent at getting the most out of his kids, and he basically challenged them at halftime, you need to step up. And without a doubt, they did, and had they not, you know, maybe this conversation would be totally different. But that's what Mike brings to the table, and that's why he's such a tremendous coach and an asset to our program.
I would probably not be able to interview anymore if I didn't ask this question, because you had a freshman quarterback in that game for you who in the first half found his bearings, but in the second half found his wings and really made some big throws when necessary, got some great catches, but did some things that you don't expect out of a freshman. So tell me about Harrison Ortiz and what is it that makes him the guy that really showed out in that sort of a game and in that moment.
Harrison has been primed for this moment. He's been working so hard in the offseason, and not just with us, but, you know, he does work on the side with a quarterback specialist. So what you saw on Friday is what we've been seeing in practice all along, and we knew that he was capable of doing it. The first half, for me, honestly, displayed what I thought Harrison would do in the first half. And any kid that's 14, 15 years old is going to have your pregame jitters in the first game. And then once he was able to settle down, that's what we've seen. That's what we knew he was capable of doing. And he plays above his age. And sometimes I got to remind myself that he's just a freshman.
Defensively, Donegal ran the ball pretty well, especially at key times in that game. But the defense sort of adjusted as the game went on and made the big stop at the end in overtime when they needed to. What is it that's going to be necessary to keep that defensive unit going forward and continuing to improve?
Yeah, we made the mental mistakes we made is, you know, the one touchdown was a wheel route, and our safety bit on the pitch man on a veer. And the veer is an offense that it's hard to replicate in practice. We thought we would struggle in the first quarter, not the whole second half and part of the game. But really, the only play they gashed us with was a counter. Mm-hmm. And we were yelling counter all game, but it's hard to replicate that. And our kids, it's discipline. We're still a young team, so you got to have your eyes on your keys, and it's easy to get caught up and not pay attention to what you're supposed to. And I believe that's what our kids did. With Milton Hershey's offense, that's far different than what we just saw this past week. It's a much more simpler offense with just tremendous athletes.
And let's talk about this Milton Hershey team. They took it on the chin last week against Hershey 28 to nothing. But this has always been a very proud team. Jeff Boger's been there forever as the head coach, and they have a lot of, as you said, a lot of athletes that can cause problems.
Yeah, that's one thing is our whole theme this week is respect. And I told our kids, last week's over. That was a great win for our program. But now we got to look at moving forward with Milton Hershey, mid-Penn team. We have to beat somebody that's in the mid-Penn to get any kind of respect. And you have to always respect Jeff Boger's coaching ability because he's very seasoned. And then you always got to remember that Milton Hershey's always going to have tremendous athletes. So there's weapons all over the field. There's times when anyone can hurt you. So we have to be fundamentally sound, and we have to take it to them in order to have success.
Good luck tonight, Coach.
Thank you very much.
Middletown head football coach Scott Govern will be back with more after this here on the pregame show here on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
The Dominic D. DeFrancisco Memorial American Legion Post 594 is located on East High Street, Middletown. American Legion Post 594 is available for your next party or function. New members are welcome. And don't forget about the dinners and entertainment on Friday and Saturdays at Dominic D. DeFrancisco Memorial American Legion Post 594. They've got a Facebook page for more information.
The Brownstone Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily. They cook up a wide selection of pasta, steaks, seafood, salads, and desserts. Open daily from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., closed on Tuesdays. That's the Brownstone Cafe of downtown Middletown, a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics.
The Middletown Moose Family Lodge 410 is Middletown's family fun center. They have dinners Tuesday through Saturday nights and host activities year-round. Membership is available. The Middletown Moose, located at 100 Mill Street in Middletown. Good luck, Raiders!
Jack's Auto Sales is a family-owned business since 1986. Jack's Auto Sales deals in used cars and trucks. They also have a five-bay repair garage. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 9 to noon, or by appointment. Jack's Auto Sales is located at 2189 West Harrisburg Pike on Route 230. Their number is 944-7363 or online at jacksautosales.net.
Middletown Lumber, in business since 1955, is now stocking redwood. Still your local source for hardwoods to framing lumber, western red cedar to custom decks. They're located at 2 Clinton Avenue in Middletown. It's Middletown Lumber at 717-944-4005 or online at middletownlumber.com. DHL Supply Chain is present in 55 countries. With more than 140,000 employees and over 1,400 warehouses and offices. Solving problems and creating solutions, it's DHL Supply Chain. Proud supporters of Blue Raider Athletics and Academics.
Tim Clouser of RE/MAX Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Tim Clouser has buyer and seller representation, real estate appraisal, new construction, and more. Tim Clouser, RE/MAX Realty Select, his number is 717-526-4300 or online at tclouser.harrisburghomes.net.
Your number one choice for local sports coverage, this is Super 91, WMSS Middletown.
Welcome back to Milton Hershey Stadium, Henry Hershey Field. John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser, Steve Levy, Audrey Horner, our studio producer, getting us on the air tonight. Middletown and Milton Hershey, the Raiders 1-0. Spartans are 0-1. Middletown in the white uniforms with the gold helmets and the blue trim. And Milton Hershey in that chocolate brown with the yellow and the white. Field here changed in 2020. Used to have the green turf. Now they've got the, I guess they call it Vegas gold.
Vegas gold. It's a different look. If you're thinking about what a field looks like and you're used to having green, just imagine a usual grass field that looks completely burned out.
Yeah.
That's what Vegas Gold is with the chocolate brown on top of it.
We were walking in, Steve said that. He's like, oh, their field looks burnt. Yeah, no.
That's just how they want it.
New turf, yeah, because they put new turf in back in, I think, 2000. But
right.
They changed it after 20 years. Milton Hershey will kick off. They will go from left to right, Middletown, right to left. And the Spartans boot this one end over end, and it'll be taken by the Raiders up to the near side, and already a flag is thrown.
That's Kane Kalonic on the return from Middletown, but this one's going to come back. Gives us a chance to take a look at that Middletown offense with freshman quarterback Harrison Ortiz at the controls. The 6-foot freshman in his first week of service, 6 for 12, 77 yards passing, 2 touchdowns, and no interceptions. I think a lot of times that's the big number, is the lack of mistakes. In the running back category, he's got Lewis Roman, the 6-foot junior 190 pounders who had a couple touchdowns a week ago. Gavin Paul, the 5'11 sophomore who ran for 100 yards at 165 pounds. And Adiel Johnson started fullback. He's a 5'10 senior at 175 pounds. Expect to see him get a little bit more work this week.
Middletown will start out on its own 18-yard line. They'll look to the sideline. Ortiz, the freshman quarterback, and Roman is in there as the setback behind him. He'll put the wing to the right side. He'll look to the right. He'll throw the quick hitch over on the far side to Ross. Caught, and a pickup of 5.
And when you look at Genesiah Ross, the sophomore, 5'10", 145 pounds, big-time playmaker for this team, had 3 catches for 29 yards and a touchdown a week ago. They're going to look to get him the ball in those sort of spaces. They think they have an advantage on those quick hitches with his athleticism.
Got up to the 23, makes it a 2nd and 5. So they'll go ahead and put Roman this time to the right side of Ortiz. He's got twins on the left side. Quick pass again near side to Ross. Tries dodging a tackler as the ball stripped out of his hands, but able to fall back on it for no gain.
The mistake there from Ross is he saw somebody coming, and he was looking to make the big play instead of just taking the gain that was there. And when he did, and he cut back to the inside trying to juke past somebody, if he just comes to the outside, probably has the first down. Instead, when he dropped the ball, now it's 3rd down and 4, and the Blue Raiders trying to get a first down in their initial series of the game.
At the slot to that right side. Zenon and Ross over there. Ortiz, shotgun on 3rd down and 4. It's going to be a handoff. Roman following the blocks left side, has a hole up across the 30 to the 35. It's a first down.
Hershey ran all over this team a week ago, and one of the reasons why is a lot of motion, and any time Hershey ran motion a week ago, Milton Hershey didn't adjust to it. And sometimes that gave them overloads. We'll see if that changes this week, because there's usually a big change between week one and then week two between teams and what they can put in the playbook.
Ross and Zenon line up to the right side on 1st and 10 from the 35. Ross moves over now to the left side on 1st down. Just underway. Roman will line up to the left of Ortiz. He'll fake the handoff, but he throws it out of bounds. Just led Ross too far, incomplete.
A little bit of pressure that time. You got an offensive line who last week in the second half played lights out. Joe Gassert, Caden Walco, Tyrell Yealy are your tackles and center. They're all seniors with Josh Toro and George Hartwick, the junior guards. That was a key catalyst for this team. Jaisir Smith also getting the start at tight end this week.
2nd and 10. Hand off Roman trying to take it up the middle. It's just across the 35. It's a gain of only a yard up to the 36.
Look at this Milton Hershey defense with John Alicia, Angel Alexander, Joseph Cruz, Salu Kamara, the defensive line. Kenny Hunter, Damian Matos, Anthony Figueroa, and Jesse Masalis are going to have to make a lot of tackles today. At linebacker, Kadin Gan Luckett, Alex Cruz Ryder, your corners with Anthony Taylor, a very talented safety.
Ross and Zenon over on the right side. Ross goes in motion. Ortiz is going to roll to the right. He'll toss it down. The flat's incomplete and then almost picked off. Oh, threw it a little bit behind. Genesee Ross brings up a fourth down. Punting unit comes in.
He was open right at the sticks, but as Ortiz scrambled to that side, put that ball in a dangerous place because you've got a defensive back who's given a lot of cushion. This Spartans defensive backfield is definitely concerned about the speed of these receivers for Middletown, and they're giving that sort of a cushion, so those plays should be available.
Had good protection there, too. Could have probably run it if he wanted to. Here's a punt to the far side. Blackston is back for it, but stays away from it. It bounces just inside the 30, and that's where it'll be down by the Raiders. No score as we're early here in the first. And the first offensive possession coming up for the Milton Hershey Spartans.
Punt of 31 yards for Jaden Taylor from Middletown. Let's take a look at the Spartan offense. Their quarterback is Elijah Hopkins, a 5'10 junior who passed for 128 yards last week. Their running game never got on track. Alex Morales and Anthony Taylor combined for 30 yards total on just 12 carries. They've got a wide receiver core of Paris Blackston, Isaiah Zoger, Thomas Sargi-Arku, and Kylan Dargin, with an offensive line of Christian Bryant, Mark Reed Jr., Zaire Pernsley, Connor Miller, and Elijah Alabi from left to right tackle.
Behind Hopkins is Morales, gets the carry, trying to go to the right side, and he's dropped immediately.
Kane Kalanick is one of those guys. He's listed as a safety, but he's so much up around the line of scrimmage, he might as well be another linebacker. And up there with the two linebackers, Elijah Einzing and George Hartwick, they're going to make a lot of tackles this season.
Dargin and Zogar split on the left side. Wide on the far side with Blackston. Morales lone setback. Hopkins back to pass, rolling left. Has time. Flags are thrown. Tries running to the far side. Maybe gets a half yard before he's met by a few Blue Raiders.
Georgie Hartwick's the guy who kept good containment on that side and took him down.
And he had a great game last week defensively.
It was a very good effort at times. Where Middletown, by the time they hit halftime, the only thing they really had major trouble with was the counter play.
Mm-hmm.
And against the veer, that's a difficult thing to prepare for when you don't run it yourself. Teams that run the veer are usually very, very good at the different fakes and things like that, and it's hard to replicate that in a practice situation. It is going to be a hold coming up against the Spartans. Let's take a look at the rest of the Middletown defense. Joe Gassert was fantastic last week. Had two fumble recoveries, the senior defensive end. Jaisir Smith is the junior on the other side. Avery Waits, Josh Toro are in the middle of the 4-2-5 defense for Middletown. Along with Kalanick in the secondary, Genesiah Ross, James Queen, Nikaiah Zenon, Gavin Paul are back there in the secondary.
Hopkins has Morales behind him. He'll hand it off to him. He'll break it to the outside. Gets up to the 25, spun around. Gets back to the original line of scrimmage at the 29. And it brings up a third down and 10.
Middletown playing a little bit softer coverage that time. They were looking for them to pass on that second down in very long situations. So that run was able to be effective. And this is a Milton Hershey team that can hit a big play. Paris Blackston is their big play wide receiver. Had a couple of 40-yard catches a week ago against Hershey. But really not much more to speak from for the rest of this group.
Third and 10 from their own 29. Split on the near side. Hopkins looks left, then rolls to the right, still looking. Now runs up across the 30, and he's dropped up at the 33. A pickup of just 4 brings up a fourth down and 6, and the punting unit comes in.
Good zone coverage behind on that play on the left side for Middletown's defense. As you had Hopkins, the left-handed thrower, spinning, coming back to the other side. You can tell he's more comfortable running the football than he is throwing the football. He was not trying to squeeze that into some a tight space at that point. He was going to trust his legs a little bit more, but too far for him to go.
So the Spartans will punt. Wakely standing back at his own 21-yard line. Gets his punt off. Fair catch called for by the Blue Raiders. And that'll be Zenon back at the 34.
He needs to be careful there. He put the fair catch signal and started jogging off the field, and that can be viewed by an officiating crew as him simulating a return instead, which would be an illegal fair catch. So, especially since he's staying on the field anyway. So where was he going?
I don't know. Middletown takes over. Scoreless first quarter. Middletown first and 10 from its own 34. This time the Blue Raiders will hand it off left side. Ross going around the left side. Gets him across the 40. Up to the 42. Close to the 43. A pickup of 9.
A week ago, they only got Genesiah Ross 3 touches in the offensive set. And they know, as explosive of a playmaker as he is, they've got to find more opportunities to get him the ball. And if that means in the jet sweep game, then so be it. They need to find ways to get him the ball. A good gain there on first down.
I assume that's Paul back there in the backfield, changing his number to 44 for this game. He'll get the carry up the middle and slips right at the line of scrimmage, but maybe enough for the first. They're going to say he's just shy at the 44.
I'm going to guess you're correct about that.
Yeah, he was 22 last week. We have no 44 in our roster, but it looks like Gavin Paul.
We will quickly scan that. I'll also go over at some point and tell the public dress announcer as well that that's Gavin Paul tonight.
Yeah. So third and less than a yard. Paul lines up to the right of Ortiz with a slot right side. Paul again up the middle has the first down up to the 45. And Middletown will move the chains.
Middletown purists will look at the offensive set and look at Middletown out of the gun every single time. And there it's third down and really short. You think it drives people nuts, Gavin Paul. 44 is Gavin Paul.
Yep. First down and 10 for Middletown.
Sorry, helping the PA announcer while we're on the
we
air.
We like to help out the visitors. Here's a pass right across the middle. Raiders get it to Queen. He has the first down inside the 45 to the 42-yard line.
And a lot of this passing game this week is probably going to be quick reads, which are going to be very comfortable for the freshman Harrison Ortiz. As he's looking across, it's his first read. Queen just breaks off the line of scrimmage right behind the linebackers and in front of the safety.
Good hands, too. First and 10 at the 41 of Milton Hershey. Ortiz hands off for Paul, trying to take it up the middle. He's just met by a bunch of Brown and is stopped and driven back. And that was a lot of the noise last week in the first three quarters by the fans. You could tell they were getting frustrated at the attempts of running it up the middle a lot because Donegal was doing a pretty decent job at stopping things in the middle against Middletown.
But at some point, you have to trust your line. And here's the other thing. You keep moving the ball between the tackles because you can't just live on the outside, because then the team knows that you're going to go there and they start adjusting that way.
Ortiz, second down, lobs it out far side and almost a pick six. That was just hanging out there for Gann Luckett. And he almost had it incomplete.
Yeah, he's frustrated because the ball just died on him as well and didn't get there. Just not enough for that wide side hitch pattern. And also, for the first time, what they had seen in film was these corners bail out constantly on that play. Now there was that little adjustment because Middletown went to it a few times on the first series.
Ortiz back to pass on third down, throws it out to the right side, it's incomplete. Threw it behind Johnson. Now a fourth down coming up. So fourth and 11 at the 42 of Milton Hershey, and the punting unit comes in again. Talking to one of the assistant coaches this past week, he said, John, he said, we kept running it in the middle, he said, because the holes were there. He said the running backs many times were picking the wrong hole.
They picked the wrong hole, and the offensive line then just said the heck with it once they hit the second half and just started blowing holes everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Ball comes bouncing back to the punter for Middletown, and Jaden Taylor is forced to run it to the near side. He may have had some time to still get rid of it, but instead opted to run it and tackled at the 48.
A loss of six on that play. When the snap bounces back like that, as a punter, you've got to make a snap decision. You look up, am I going to get this play off or not? Am I going to be able to get the kick off? I thought he had time. but he's got a different viewpoint when he's looking to either side.
He's got and a one-second decision.
It is a very quick decision, and, and that one, it was not going to make the first down.
So Mellon Hershey takes over, and they jump offside. First and 10 from their own 48. They'll move it back to the 43.
The right guard, Connor Miller, jumping offside. And Middletown says, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. After we give you good field position, thank you for taking yourself backwards on the play.
No score here in the first. 4:08 to go. Handoff up the middle to the right side. Morales gets outside across midfield. Close to the first down. Should have it. Now they're going to say he's shy at the 43.
Short by a yard, but Alex Morales last week only had three carries against Hershey, and he only gained 3 yards total. Already in this game, he has a couple of carries for it, more than triple what it was. That one, a 14-yarder and a broken tackle near the line of scrimmage that got him loose.
Second and one. Morales again going up the middle. This time gets bumped near the line of scrimmage and goes down. He does not get the first. Brings up a third and one.
Excellent penetration on the left side of the defensive front for Middletown. Elijah Einzig, the linebacker on that side, was blitzing on the play. He came across quickly across the line of scrimmage, and then right after him it was Jaisir Smith, the weak side defensive end, who was able to clean up that tackle.
And in motion to the right, handoff left side. Morales has the first, gets inside the 40, tackled at the 38. First down for the Spartans in Middletown territory.
They run behind big Christian Bryant, the 285-pound left tackle, who helped seal a little bit of that hole and pick up the first down for Milton Hershey.
So a first and 10. Morales stays in there back behind Hopkins. They've got three receivers on the right side, but they go back for Morales, finds a hole up the middle, penetrates inside the 35, and tackled at the 31, a gain of 7.
George Hartwick in on the tackle for Middletown, but he actually had to stop his momentum at about 4 or 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage, and that allowed Morales to get a full head of steam and hit him. Great job by that left side of the Milton Hershey offensive line to give him clear sailing right towards the linebackers.
Second down and four. They're going to go Morales again to the right side. Breaks the tackle, gets to the 25, and then cut down around the 23. It's a first down for the Spartans.
James Queen has to step up from the secondary to make the tackle, but now some good mixing of the running game for Milton Hershey. They never got a chance to do this a week ago, and this is a team that needs to run the ball to be successful, and Morales is giving them that sort of burst this week.
Got the slot to the left side. Hopkins looking to run it to the left, has nowhere to go, and just gets back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe give him a yard.
Busted play.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was looking for the read option, and his running back was already too far away. So Hopkins, who doesn't mind running the football, but that time didn't have any blocking really to speak of to help him out.
So give him a yard to the 22, brings up a second and 9. They'll go slot right this time with a split on the left side. Morales behind Hopkins. They'll go Morales trying to take it up the middle. Get some good blocking again. Penetrates inside the 20, close to the 16.
Well, let me give you one of the reasons why they might be a little bit successful right now, John. The sizes of the guys up front, 285, 285, 225, the run of the litter is the center, and 280, 270. This is a big offensive line, and they are starting to impose their will a little bit on this drive as they are definitely getting the surge forward against the Middletown defensive front.
White on the right side, man in motion. Morales this time looking to run left, cuts it back off the end, still able to get a couple more to the 15-yard line.
They wanted to bounce that outside. They had two guards pulling on the play. Both guards pulled left on that play. Kalanick came up, and he blew that play up by sending it back to the inside. Einzig did a fantastic job of finishing that tackle. They're going to go for it here on fourth and two.
Fourth and two at the 15. We'll go with Dargin wide on the left side and a split on the right. Quarterback Hopkins, again, a busted play on that read option. He has nowhere to go and is taken down. The Raiders will get the ball back.
I don't know that it was necessarily a busted play as much as Middletown brought the house. Everyone going to the line of scrimmage, they were not worried about Milton Hershey throwing the football there on that fourth down and two. They sold out the line of scrimmage. Robbie Broders, the defensive coordinator and team, decided, let's gamble here, and it paid off. They get the ball and turnover on downs.
Yeah, it seems like it's busted because Hopkins stands there so long with the hand, the football out, like he's waiting for someone to take it.
And he's looking for a hole. The running back had already run by, and he saw nowhere to go and panicked.
Raiders take over, first and 10 in the scoreless game at their own 16-yard line. Ortiz handing it off. It's going to be Roman sweeping to the left side. He'll get out around to the 20, a gain of 4 yards for the Blue Raiders.
You've got to be patient here, and that should be the last play of the first quarter. But with that defensive stop, that probably gives Middletown a little bit of a boost here going into this second quarter play.
We'll step out. We've played one here at Henry Hershey Field on the campus of Milton Hershey High School. Our score, Middletown 0, Milton Hershey 0. We'll be back with the second quarter on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Hughes Awards and Screen Printing is a proud sponsor of Middletown Athletics. Trophies, plaques, T-shirts, promotional items, and much more. Hughes Awards and Screen Printing is located at the Square on Main Street in Hummelstown or online at hughesawards.espwebsite.com.
J&J Pizzeria and Grill is open for carryout daily from 10:30 a.m. until 10 p.m., Sundays 11 to 9. Pizza, subs, bowlies, salads, and fries. Their number is 717-944-1313. That's J&J Pizzeria and Grill, 288 East Main Street in Middletown.
Back in Hershey at Henry Hershey Field, John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser, Steve Leedy, Sam Kostoff, our studio producer now. A scoreless game here as they'll flip sides. And Middletown will go from our left to right at 91.1 FM and on the internet at WMSSFM.com and also the TuneIn app. Don't forget about the All Oldies Saturday tomorrow, the final summer edition.
I figured I'd let you get that in early.
Yeah. Well, we go till 2 and then 2 to 4. We're going to give you the 50th concert reunion of the Beach Boys.
And I was worried that some of our folks would have to go to bed shortly so they could get up in time to catch all of it.
Here's a handoff to Roman going to the left side. Gets around again close to the first down.
And don't worry, John will, if you do go to bed early, John will tell you tomorrow during the oldies exactly what the score was of this game. Good gash run that time from Roman on the left side, and I think they're going to start riding him a little bit more here tonight in the running game. He's somebody who, if you get him going, he can really wear down a defense. He's a punishing runner looking for contact.
They're going to say that he got enough up to the 26. It'll be a first down for Middletown. Roman stays in behind Ortiz. He'll get the handoff trying to go up the middle. Nothing there. That middle just completely collapsed around him.
I'm glad I'm not over the stands right now because, you know, they're running up the middle again.
Oh, yeah.
But
that was always the complaint with Joe Paterno, three up the middle and punt it.
Look, we had the same group that was complaining when they were in three state championships, and then all of a sudden they didn't know what they were doing in the title game. That's how it is.
Second down, trips right, three wide receivers. They'll throw it back. Here's Ross looking for a block. It's across the 30 and then driven back. He coughed up the ball, but after the whistle had blown, he'll get the forward progress up to the 31. He had to wait for that ball.
He did, but they're throwing wide side of the field. So Ortiz, arm strength-wise, as a freshman, not where he's going to be in a couple years. That ball takes a little time to get out there. He got good blocking from Queen and Xenon to help him a little bit, but he's got to tuck that ball. He has a tendency to carry it because he's trying to make a big play all the time, trying to carry that a little bit loose.
Third and four up the middle. Gavin Paul, big hole, 35, 40, 45 across midfield. He is off to the races. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Gavin Paul. 68-yard touchdown carry. Middletown's on the board, 6-0.
And that's why you keep running the ball up the middle, John. That time they caught Milton Hershey in a third down and 5, not expecting the gash up the middle. They were looking on the outside. They sent more pressure from one side, and Middletown caught him with the short-sided run right up the gut. Some good blocking initially, and then you see the jets of Gavin Paul as he explodes up the field for the 68-yard touchdown, and the Blue Raiders had the lead on the road.
Coaches said over the summer he worked hard in the weight room. Here's the extra point kicked by Kaiser. It is good. What a solid performance by him last week. Just coming in, and even when they got the penalty and he went back another, 10, 15 yards and still able to take care of business. So key. Middletown leads 7-0. John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser, Steve Leedy. Halftime, Steve will be here with the stats and the out-of-town scoreboard. We remind you, next week, Middletown is back home. Greencastle, Antrim, 6:40 with the airtime. And on our second stream, our alternative stream at WMSSFM.com, we'll have for you LVC at F&M College. They're playing that rare Friday night game. So we'll have two streams going next week, one with Middletown Greencastle and the other one LVC at F&M.
That drive from Middletown, 5 plays, 84 yards, 2 minutes and 17 seconds off the clock. Not much of that time was taken up by the final play because Gavin Paul sprinted right to the end zone on that third down run. That 68-yarder, his first touchdown of the season, and has given Middletown a 7-0 lead.
Kickoff coming up for the Blue Raiders. Raiders kicking left to right. Kaiser will boot this one end over end to the far side, taken around the 6-yard line. And back the other way, the Spartans up the middle with Taylor. It gets across the 25 and up to the 27.
And once again, we have a kickoff return where there's a flag.
And against Milton Hershey.
Right. It's invariably, especially beginning of the season.
Yeah.
You've got these kick return teams. Everyone wants to break a big play, and everyone wants to make the big block. And sometimes the big block comes with hands grabbing onto somebody, and the officials either catch you or you don't. And this time they caught him and drove him back all the way to the 10-yard line. The kickoff is a very good weapon for a team if you can cover it. And having a kicker who can boom the ball all the way down around the 5-yard line, maybe even get a touchback from time to time, is going to be a huge benefit for this Middletown team as this season goes on.
Milton Hershey takes over at its own 10-yard line. Hopkins at quarterback is going to hand it off on first down. A big hole up the middle this time by Gann Luckett. He'll get to the near side, 35-40, and then driven out of bounds near midfield.
The kid in Gann Luckett. He's a speedster. Only had one carry a week ago. They gave him a huge hole, and they also went up the middle that time to their left-hand side. That's going to be their preferred side behind Christian Bryant and Mark Reed, Jr., a couple of senior offensive linemen on that left side.
40 on the carry, gives them a first down to midfield. They're in tight on the left side, and he'll go Gann Luckett again to the left. 45 and knocked down and out of bounds right around the 42-yard line. Pickup of 8.
And that wasn't fair at all, because what they did was they came up the line of scrimmage. It's on the left hash is where the ball is because of where they ran the last one. But this time, that's the short side of the field. But they pulled two offensive linemen to join the rest of the offensive line and just had a huge wall of players coming, leading the running back, and almost picked up a first down.
Second down at about a yard and a half. And handed off again. Gann Luckett up the middle, gets hit near the line, but may have enough with the forward progress to have the first down at the 40.
Should have it. He looked like he got to the 40. That's all the further he needed to go, and it's all the further he was going to go. Adiel Johnson was one of the players in there helping to throw him backwards, but not before he picks up the Spartan first down.
First and 10. Milton Hershey's going from our right to left.
Important answer drive here, too, for Milton Hershey,
yeah,
because they were shut out a week ago, didn't really show much on offense. They had one drive that really went anywhere a week ago, and this is an important answer for them after Middletown scored.
They go back to Morales at running back. He'll carry it up the middle and tries pushing left. Only gets a yard out of it to the 39-yard line.
Something I like out of this Middletown defense is their thought for going after the football. They forced a total last week of 4 turnovers, and their first man onto the play was Adiel Johnson. And as soon as he had the guy stood up and he had Morales' forward momentum stopped, he goes ripping at the football and trying to pull it out of there. Morales did well to hold on.
So it's a second down and 9 at the 39 of Middletown. Hopkins keeping it, going right, throws a lateral to the far side. Dangerous, caught, and a loss of a few yards there by Zogar. They're going to mark him all the way back. Let's see what they give him. Back to the 44, 43.
I hope for Milton Hershey's sake that they develop more of the passing game as this season goes on, because there are opportunities in this spread if they can go down the field with it, but they haven't even looked yet. And last week, the only time they looked was when they were throwing deep balls down the field. There's no intermediate pass game, and that's what they need here on this third down and long.
It was a loss of 5. Hopkins back to pass again, gets pressure, steps up, dodges one tackler, rolls left, throws the out pass, has a man wide open down around the 23. It's a first down, down to the 12-yard line is again Zogar. First down.
He just got lost. So Middletown put the initial pressure on, but Hopkins has that functional mobility that he's able to step away from the initial blitz that was coming in from Kalanick, rolls to the side, and his receiver came to the sideline in the Middletown secondary, stayed in the middle, and did not roll with him, and a big play into the red zone.
25 on the pickup, and now Milton Hershey trying to rush things. They jump offside.
Christian Bryant, the left tackle, was the guy who moved first.
So they'll mark it back 5, a good break there for the Blue Raiders.
Anytime you can slow down momentum after a big third down conversion like that, you'll take it.
Got a timeout, so we'll take one as well. 7:19 to go here in the second quarter. Middletown 7, Milton Hershey nothing. Back on the Blue Raider Sports Network. The Middletown Home Summer Concert Series concludes on Sunday, September the 8th, with Pentagon, starting at 5 o'clock. And then it's Pumpkin Fest, Saturday, September 21st, and Sunday, September 22nd. For more information, go to MiddletownHome.org or check out their Facebook page, The Middletown Home, West Harrisburg Pike, Route 230 in Middletown. Middletown leading 7-0. Milton Hershey with the football, though. After a penalty, makes it a 1st and 15 at the 24 of the Blue Raiders. They'll go back out there with Gann Luckett at running back. He'll line up behind Hopkins with a slot to the right side and a split on the left, man in motion. Gann Luckett's going to get the carry. Going to the right, gets hit, picks up a couple yards to about the 22-yard line.
Hartwick makes the stop. Middletown will give that up on a first down and 15 play. Not much there. And really should force the hand of Milton Hershey to throw the football. This is where already they've shown that even if they line up with this spread formation, their quarterback is more willing to run than throw initially.
Second down, 13. Gann Luckett behind Hopkins, gets the carry up the middle, finds a little bit of a hole, penetrates just inside the 20 and stopped back to the original line of scrimmage, and it brings up a third down and 10.
Their kicker is Ryan Wakely, who is a senior. The first time they had the football, it was 4th down and 2 inside the 20-yard line, and they decided at that time to not go with the field goal. The question is, do they think they have the leg here if they don't pick up this 3rd down and 10? Raiders secondary must stay close to their men even after the first pressure.
3rd and 10, Hopkins in the pocket, has time, looking, now steps up, runs it to the left side, still looking, throws across the middle. He's got a man. That's a 1st down, caught and tackled at the 5-yard line.
Thomas Sarriar-Arku is the guy who catches that one, and that's a great job of Hopkins just staying alive and not turning into a runner. This is what you worry about with a quarterback who likes to run the football is that as soon as they get pressured, do they tuck and go and give up on being a passer? That time waited for his man to get open and fires a strike.
Can Luckett with the carry. Tries going up the middle, but immediately gets dropped. Ran into Jaisir Smith. So it'll bring him a second and goal. He'll lose a yard back to the sixth.
Excellent penetration by Smith on the play. He's at that weak side defensive end position, just 185 pounds. And one of the reasons that he's out there is his speed. And that time he showed that by beating the offensive lineman to the spot.
11th play of the drive. Hopkins throwing left, has a man, touchdown. He's able to find Dargin. A little slant to the middle. And Milton Hershey's on the board.
A little bit too much of a cushion when you're down on the goal line from Middletown. And Dargin takes advantage of it. Cuts the route right to the inside. And a beautiful strike that time for Elijah Hopkins. His first touchdown pass of the season. And the Spartans are an extra point away from tying this game.
Khalil Dargin. 6-yard touchdown reception.
They are doing the swinging door here.
Yeah, they're going to line up and run it to the right side and wide open on that right corner. Blackston had all the room in the world to run it for the two-point conversion.
Well, if you're Middletown, you don't know they're doing that because they didn't get a chance to kick an extra point last week.
Yeah.
So they come up, and the Blue Raiders are not prepared for that to happen. That's a time where maybe you call a timeout and you see that and say, hey, guys, let's talk about this real quick about what could happen.
Mm-hmm.
But they took the chance, and Milton Hershey Burnham, they'll take that one-point lead on the conversion.
We've got 5:04 to play here in the second. Milton Hershey has taken an 8-7 lead on the two-point conversion run.
11 play drive, 90 yards, 5 minutes and 5 seconds off the clock, and give a lot of credit to Elijah Hopkins on that drive, who had a couple of passes for third down conversions that kept that thing alive. And Middletown finds themselves behind on the scoreboard for the first time tonight.
Back to for Middletown, number two, Ross.
So back to receive will be
number five,
Ross and Roman. Kickoff coming up for Milton Hershey. From our right to left. It'll be Siri Arku kicking it off. Taken by Ross near the 10, up to the 15, 20. Goes to the 25, and that's where he's dropped. And Middletown's offense will come back out onto the field, trailing 8-7.
You still have 4:58 left to go here in this first half. And there's still the entire second half. So, I mean, there's no panic here at all. And this team, the thing that was so impressive about last week's performance against Donegal wasn't necessarily just the way that the team played, but how they responded in a couple of times when they were behind in the game. Down 17-3, were able to come from behind and tie the score. Gave up a touchdown to go back down with just 3 minutes left to go and immediately responded with a tying touchdown to send it to overtime. So this is a team that now is being the beneficiary of a late hit from Milton Hershey that moves the ball from that return all the way up to the 40-yard line, and a great place for the Blue Raiders to start this drive.
They will. First and 10 from their own 40-yard line. Roman in the backfield with Ortiz. Split on the near side. A handoff to Roman, and as soon as it's put in his gut, he is immediately dropped by Alicia.
It's a big front for Milton Hershey as well, but they've got a little quickness up there too. John Alicia, just a freshman, 215 pounds, 6'2". Excellent job of beating his man up front and getting penetration. Spartans want to make Ortiz, the freshman quarterback, beat them.
Loss of three. They'll go again to Roman trying to run it around the left side where they had the receivers in tight for some blocking. He'll get nothing again and lose another couple yards back to the 35-yard line.
And now you run the risk of giving the ball right back to a Milton Hershey offense that for the first time all season has a little bit of rhythm. So a third down and long, and what do you have in the playbook for this one? They've had some openings when they've been throwing the ball down the field. Ortiz has been behind his receivers a couple times.
Under 4 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Ortiz in the pocket, getting pressure. Lobs it for Roman. Not sure they were trying to set up a screen or he was just the last default to dump it to.
And no, they were definitely setting up the screen to Roman. The problem is your quarterback has to be able to stand in the pocket, draw the defense to him, and then have time to throw the ball without pressure. And the pressure got there too quick before the screen was set up well enough. Not a good sequence of downs for Middletown.
Taylor comes in to punt. Blackston back to receive. Good punt by Taylor. Sends Blackston all the way back to the 21. Moving and grooving, but not going very far as he makes his way up to about the 27. And that's where he's pulled down. So Taylor gets off a good boomer there and moves Milton Hershey back.
About a 42-yard punt with a 5-yard return. Decent coverage there. Adiel Johnson with the tackle for Middletown. The 3:35 on the clock for Milton Hershey. This is where Middletown, a week ago, they were opportunistic defensively. They made some mistakes, but they turned Donegal over. Three fumble recoveries and an interception in that game. This is a time where it'd be great to have one of those pop up, especially in Milton Hershey territory while your offense is scuffling a little bit.
Morales in at running back. 8-7, Milton Hershey leading. 3:35 to play here in the second. Hopkins will hand to Morales. Up the middle, breaks one tackle, and then gets pulled down around the 30. It's a gain of a few.
Now Middletown is lining up against the formation that they had right now with the spread and having trips to the near side. That middle slot receiver, the one that's in the middle of everything, that's the guy who is completely uncovered right now. We'll see if Milton Hershey tries to find that. Lewis Roman, the safety, is standing about 12 yards off of that receiver when they start play. So a quick hitch to that receiver could be dangerous if they don't adjust, and here they do. Kane Kalonic switches out over here on the near side to put somebody on that receiver for Milton Hershey.
Second down and 8. Morales, the deep back's going to hand it or get the handoff from Hopkins, trying to go left and push it outside. Gets up across the 35, up to the 37, just shy of the first down.
So Middletown makes that adjustment, brings Kalonic to the outside. Milton Hershey immediately runs to that left side where Kalonic on the previous play was in at the line of scrimmage, was able to get some penetration. This time there's no penetration, and they're able to wall off that left side of that offensive line and get all the way down close to the first down.
Milton Hershey on a 3rd and 1 from its own 37. Morales behind the quarterback, Hopkins with a slot to the right side. It's Morales trying to go up the middle. He's being stuffed and pushed. They're keeping him away from the first down marker, and it will bring up a fourth down.
Josh Toro was holding on for dear life, just grabbing a hold. The junior nose guard, 240 pounds, and just this is why you put all that time in the weight room. Just for that sort of a moment where a guy is just pulling and trying to grind away and you've got your arms and basically your base, it's all that's going to be able to pull him back. They're short, and Jeff Boger looks like he's rolling the dice here.
Roll the dice or just try to get Middletown to jump. Let's see what he does here on 4th and 1 from his own 37.
I don't see him doing this here. It doesn't make any sense.
Hopkins will get the snap, turn to hand it off, had nowhere to go, dives forward. He'll be close up to the 38, but I think he's just
short.
A few inches shy. Once again, having problems with the exchange. Where is his running back? He'll turn right. Running back's nowhere to be found. Well, turn left.
And here's your problem. They're running a different formation. It looks like where they are, they're a good half a yard short. They're going to have to bring the chains in.
Yeah.
But it looks like they're a good half a yard short here where the chains are over on the sideline. And what they ended up doing it on that situation was they snapped the ball, and the team wasn't ready for it.
Yeah, they gave them a good spot on that line.
They gave them a great spot, but I still think based on where it was that they should be short here.
Yeah. It's right at the bottom side of the 38. And I thought that chain was in the middle or at the top of, yep, it is, about 3 inches shy. And Middletown will get the football back with 1:44 to play in the second.
And here's your problem, John. You've got a minute 44 left to go in the first half if you're Milton Hershey. If you punt the ball away, Middletown, who's shown no downfield passing game at all and has had one big play for Gavin Paul, they're nowhere close to scoring range. Now you have them right here at the 38 of Milton Hershey. It's not going to take very far, maybe a first down or so, to try to get them into range for a field goal attempt.
I laugh where they mark the ball now on the other side of the 38 where it would have been a first down. How do you do that? Especially after you had the chains out there.
I don't know.
Raiders go with two backs this time. Nope.
Jenny Ross is the quarterback.
Ross is going to run it to the left side on the Wildcat. Nowhere to go. Goes backwards. He's at the 45. Breaks a tackle, but still only able to get back to the 42. He's going to lose several.
Milton Hershey's doing such a good job right now at the line of scrimmage that when Middletown tries a play like that, they see somebody who's not the regular quarterback in the game, and they assume he ain't throwing the football. Let's go get him. And they just pursued everybody. They almost over-pursued, but Ross, after he scored it free, wasn't able to get past the next line of defenders.
Loss of four. They bring in Gavin Paul. They're going to throw it across the middle. That's complete. First down at the 30-yard line. Here comes Zenon to the 20, the 15, and tackled at the 11.
And with the cushion that the Milton Hershey defensive backs give in the secondary, those slant patterns are going to be there. Great cut that time from Zenon. And this time, Harrison Ortiz finds the junior in stride, making that run across the field. And once he got in the open field, he was able to turn that into another 15, 20 yards.
31 on the reception. Some great catches we saw last week with Ross and Zenon in that game.
Look, Ortiz last week showed great poise.
Especially in the fourth.
Right. Yeah. He was 6 of 12 in the game, but his receivers did a heck of a job for him also. Mm-hmm. I remember one pass where Josh Staines, his only catch of the game, he got drilled coming across and held onto a ball. You had both catches in the end zone, which were highlight reel level. So these guys are making plays for their quarterback, and in that situation, you had Zenon run after the catch. Those are important yards, and now they are definitely in field goal range here, but they're looking for six inside the 20-yard line.
Milton Hershey leading 8-7 late here in the second quarter. Middletown will go with that slot to the right side. Gavin Paul will line up to the left of Ortiz. First and 10 at the 11. Hand off Paul, going to the right, looks for some room, now cuts it up off the right end and only gets a yard, maybe to the 10-yard line. But nowhere to go, and took his chance at the end and brings up a second and nine. Clock ticking at 40 seconds. Raiders on second down, line up, wide right and left. Gavin Paul to the right of Ortiz. Ortiz has the ball knocked out of his hands, and Milton Hershey recovers it. It was not going to be a run. Kind of turned and held the ball out a little bit, and it got knocked out of his hands.
Yeah, he was looking to fake and then throw a quick pass across. Credit to the Milton Hershey defense as John Alicia gets the fumble recovery, but it was all sorts of penetration. And just like we saw Middletown earlier in this game sell out on a fourth down and two down in the red zone for Milton Hershey and bring everybody and bring so much pressure that Milton Hershey couldn't handle it. That time, Middletown's offensive line couldn't handle the pressure for Milton Hershey. They brought everybody, and it cost Middletown.
Morales behind Hopkins will get the carry. Running it to the left side, gets across the 20, 25, still standing, has the first up to the 29-yard line. So Middletown, a missed opportunity here before halftime. 8 seconds, they're going to let it just tick down. To run one more play.
This was a mistake. They should have stopped the clock to move the chains, and they did not do that upstairs. And that cost them a good 13 seconds. This clock should be at 15 seconds right now, John, because that's when the officials were calling this one dead. And many times the officials don't know because they assume the clock is going to be stopped, and they don't necessarily look at the clock. This clock should be at 15 seconds.
Jeff Boger.
He's right.
Yeah.
Now, if you're trying to score here, normally the way to do it is not running the football like that on first down.
What's he going to get back up there? They still have it stopped at 2. Not seeing him put anything back up. Huh.
They gave them 3 seconds. This is
is that right?
This is bad. Oh, no, there they are. There it is.
Okay, back to 15.
They got it. It's 15 was what it was. That's the correct number.
First and 10. Milton Hershey at its own 28. They lead 8-7. They'll go again. Morales trying to run it to the right side, looking to get outside up the 35, the 40, the 50, and then tackled right around the 46-yard line with 2 seconds on the clock.
And now it takes one heck of a high school arm to be able to throw it from basically midfield, which is where they'd have to throw the football to try to score on a Hail Mary here. But at least you got a shot.
Yeah. Yep. Middletown missed opportunity, and Milton Hershey trying to take advantage of what little bit of time they were given as they lead it 8-7. We'll be on the air next Friday at Middletown's War Memorial Field. Greencastle Antrim coming to play. 6:40 with the airtime there. And on the internet, we'll have for you LVC at F&M, the season opener there for those two teams. And that'll be on the internet. Maybe joined in progress late.
Quite possibly. Looking at Greencastle, they are playing against Susquehanna Township this week.
Susquehanna should have a decent team.
They do. They're really good and have a lot of speed, and that is a tough ask this week for Greencastle. We don't have an updated score from that one yet, but we will keep an eye on that and the other games going on in the Mid-Penn area.
Back to pass, Hopkins, and he's going to be sacked as the buzzer sounds. We have reached halftime at Henry Hershey Field in the campus of Milton Hershey Schools. At the half, Milton Hershey 8. Middletown 7. Stay tuned. Halftime show coming up on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Giant Company. Nutrition, health, and pharmacy resources all in one place. And from our table to your table, there's Giant Direct, allowing you to pick up your groceries without leaving your car. Giant Company partners with over 100 local food banks and with Feeding America, the nation's largest organization dedicated to fighting domestic hunger. Giant Company, proud Blue Raider sponsors.
The Hetrick Center has been serving the Middletown area since 1979. The Hetrick Center has chiropractic, physical therapy, aquatic therapy, and massage from a team of non-surgical specialists. They have locations in Mechanicsburg, Mount Joy, Harrisburg, and Middletown. That's the Hetrick Center, proud Blue Raider sponsors.
Daly's Golf on East Main Street in Middletown does everything automotive. Tune-ups, inspection, tires, exhaust, brakes, even towing. Daly's Golf is open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. That's Daly's Golf, proud Blue Raider sponsors.
Michelle's Creations, with you in mind, proudly serves the Middletown area. Michelle and Doug Lutz are proud Blue Raider alumni. Michelle's Creations, with you in mind, has flowers, centerpieces, bouquets, wreaths, and they're a member of the Teleflora Network. Their number is 717-944-5425 or online at creationswithyouinmind.com.
Tim Clouser of RE/MAX Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Tim Clouser has buyer and seller representation, real estate appraisal, new construction, and more. Tim Clouser, RE/MAX Realty Select. His number is 717-526-4300 or online at tclouser.harrisburghomes.net.
Gingrich Memorials of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Gingrich Memorials is the oldest business in Middletown, celebrating 100 years of service to the community. Gingrich Memorials has their own art staff and in-house laser, and they wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season. That's Gingrich Memorials, 568 North Union Street in Middletown.
We're at halftime. John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser, Steve Leedy, Sam Kostoff, studio producer. 8-7, Milton Hershey leading Middletown by one. Steve will be along shortly with your halftime stats and the out-of-town scoreboard while we have the opportunity. Get a little housekeeping done. Don't forget the Middletown Area Alumni Association homecoming and the homecoming dinner Friday, October the 11th. Middletown with the homecoming dinner at Middletown Area High School. You want to get your...
Can you read that small print?
Yeah, I'm holding it way out. I didn't bring the readers, thanks. Homecoming dinner, great dinner. Always have a nice dinner with that. And then afterwards, everyone goes to the auditorium, and we'll have the Hall of Fame induction, and the Alumni Association will also have several things taking place. So get those reservations in for homecoming. And
yeah, time for the raffle. The homecoming drawing raffle is quickly coming to a close. You only have a couple weeks to get your tickets in.
Yeah, yeah, get it in. Now, I'll tell you, Earl Bright the third and Earl Bright the fourth do a great job getting the reservations in that last week. But don't wait. Please get those reservations in. Even if you're not Middletown alumni but a proud Blue Raider, we look forward to having you and welcoming back all of our inductees that are set to come in for the Hall of Fame induction. Mike Lebo, Dennis Moore, Eddie Noon, Bull Swartz, Steph Schaefer, Jason Pelletier, the 64-65 boys basketball team. Also on that list, the late George L. Birdie. So we look forward to welcoming back all of the alumni that evening and ushering in a new class.
Another great class.
Yeah, of Hall of Fame inductees. Friday, October 11th.
You got it. Go ahead.
6 p.m. is the dinner. And then the activities begin around 7:15, usually wraps up around 8 o'clock. Hang out, say hi, shoot the bull a little bit, no pun intended.
No, not this year. we don't want to shoot the bull.
No.
He's going to be inducted.
That's
so
right.
We'll let him be.
And then Saturday's the game at War Memorial Field. But please get those in. If you know Earl or see either Earl out and about, you can get those reservations in with them. I believe it was $30, if I'm not mistaken.
What, for a homecoming dinner? Here. Yeah, $30 per person. Yeah,
okay,
yep.
There it is. All right. Usually a nice little buffet spread they have out there.
Yep.
Also want to mention that Friday, September the 6th, it's the first annual Off the Streets Golf Tournament at Sunset Golf Course. That's next Friday.
That's next Friday, yep.
And foursomes are still welcome, and afterwards they'll have a nice beef and chicken buffet by our good friend Bobby Brandt, and that's going to be down at Sunset Golf Course. If you'd like more information for the golf outing, you can call Dennis May at 717-919-9225, and the shotgun start at 7:30.
Right,
in the morning and noonish for the food.
You go out, you play golf in the morning, mm-hmm. You get your food at the lunchtime break, and then come to the Middletown Greencastle game after that, and that evening.
No, Friday evening is the homecoming dinner. This is on Friday, September 6th. And the football game. Oh, I'm sorry, you are correct.
Follow me here.
I'm thinking two different dates here.
I'm not. I'm thinking about the one that's
right.
Coming up this Friday,
right.
Which
you
is
got me.
The Middletown Greencastle game. And the Blue Raiders get their second home game.
It's been a while since we played Greencastle. I remember going down there when we were playing with them, playing Waynesboro and James Buchanan. Ugh.
Yeah. It's been a while since we've had that matchup. And let's just say I'm not missing the fact that we're not going down there this year for football. But for basketball, we will be, as that is going to be one of the league mates for Middletown basketball this season as they have shifted. And this Mid-Penn Conference alignment takes a little bit of time to get used to. You're looking I know that a lot of people are telling me last week they're looking at the different scores, and they're looking, okay, Steele High and Camp Hill and some of these teams that no longer are affected by Middletown. Middletown's scores don't matter to them at all anymore as far as being in the same division or being opponents of any sort. And it's a little bit different. It's going to take a little bit of getting used to. And by the time we get used to it, they'll probably change it over again. Yeah, so
exactly. And we'll probably be back down a class. Who knows? Depending on the enrollments.
Oh,
they get redone every 2 years.
True, but with the new school being put in, I doubt that's going to happen as far as going down. It seems like the growth is what's going on right now, more than anything else, the Middletown School District. And having that new school in is just another draw, and having everyone on campus, and you see the construction going up, and everyone really excited about what's coming for the school district itself.
We'll step out. When we come back, Steve will be along with your halftime stats, and we'll look at the out-of-town scoreboard as well. We're at halftime. Milton Hershey 8, Middletown 7. Back after this on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
The Dominic D. DeFrancisco Memorial American Legion Post 594 is located on East High Street, Middletown. American Legion Post 594 is available for your next party or function. New members are welcome. And don't forget about the dinners and entertainment on Friday and Saturdays at Dominic D. DeFrancisco Memorial American Legion Post 594. They've got a Facebook page for more information.
The Brownstone Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily. They cook up a wide selection of pasta, steaks, seafood, salads, and desserts. Open daily from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., closed on Tuesdays. That's the Brownstone Cafe of downtown Middletown, a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics.
The Middletown Moose Family Lodge 410 is Middletown's family fun center. They have dinners Tuesday through Saturday nights and host activities year-round. Membership is available. The Middletown Moose, located at 100 Mill Street in Middletown. Good luck, Raiders!
Jack's Auto Sales is a family-owned business since 1986. Jack's Auto Sales deals in used cars and trucks. They also have a five-bay repair garage. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 9 to noon, or by appointment. Jack's Auto Sales is located at 2189 West Harrisburg Pike on Route 230. Their number is 944-7363 or online at jacksautosales.net.
Your number one choice for local sports coverage. This is Super 91, WMSS Middletown.
Middletown Lumber, in business since 1955, is now stocking redwood. Steal your local source for hardwoods to framing lumber, western red cedar to custom decks. They're located at 2 Clinton Avenue in Middletown. It's Middletown Lumber at 717-944-4005 or online at middletownlumber.com.
We're at halftime, 8-7, Milton Hershey leading Middletown. John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser, Steve Leedy along has your halftime stats.
All right, thank you very much, John. We'll first take a look at Milton Hershey on the ground. Alex Morales, 14 carries, 96 yards. Kadingan Luckett, 6 for 54. Elijah Hopkins has 5 keepers for a loss of 4, and Isaiah Zogar, 2 for a loss of 5. Receiving, it was Zogar, 1 catch for 25 yards. Tamasari Arku, 1 for 15. And Kyle Dargan has the touchdown for the Spartans. That was a 5-yard catch. Elijah Hopkins, 3 for 3, 50 yards, and 1 touchdown pass in that first half. Team totals for the Spartans, 27 carries, 141 yards on the ground, 50 yards through the air, 191 yards of total offense for Milton Hershey. For Middletown, leading rusher Gavin Paul, thanks to his 68-yard touchdown run, he has 4 carries, 71 yards, and that touchdown. Lewis Roman, 7 for 16. Genesai Ross, 2 for 5. Jaden Taylor, 1 for a loss of 6 on a bad snap on a punt. Receiving, Mikaiah Zenon, 1 for 31. James Queen, 1 for 14. Genesai Ross, 3 for 13. Harrison Ortiz, first half, 5 for 10, 58 yards. For the Raiders. Team totals for Middletown in the first half, 14 carries, 86 yards, 58 through the air, 144 yards of total offense. Scoring recap, well, at least it's a short one. Early in the second quarter, Gavin Paul, 68-yard touchdown run. Kaiser's extra point made it 7-0. And then Milton Hershey immediately responded on the next drive. Khalil Dargin, a 5-yard reception from Elijah Hopkins. Paris Blackston, though, runs in the swinging gate, two-point conversion run. And that gives us our score at halftime here of 8-7 in favor of Milton Hershey.
All right, thanks, Steve. And we've got other games going on around central Pennsylvania. Brian and Steve both been working on updates there. What do we have, guys?
Well, let's start with the games from other teams in the Mid-Penn Colonial. You've got Susquehanna Township with a 21-0 lead at Greencastle Antrim. And that's expected. That Susquehanna Township team has a ton of speed. And that is a Greencastle team that graduated a lot of players from a very successful team a year ago. Big Spring tied with Camp Hill, 7-7. West Perry leading Boiling Springs, 14-0.
No, that's 37-0 now.
Oh, yeah.
At the end
wow.
of the half.
Holy cow.
That's one that... That's a West Perry team, and if you would have to think right now, the two top teams expected to be in the Colonial this year, it would be West Perry and Susquehanna Township, probably on a collision course at some point. Waynesboro and Gettysburg, they are 14-all at halftime, as 14-all was the last score I got from East Pennsboro and Trinity, and that was in the second quarter. Steve, what else do you have?
That's pretty much it. I don't think I'm looking at the same list that you are.
Oh, so. Okay.
Although I know to follow the West Perry, they are quick to post their stuff on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it now. So I knew I had an updated one on that one.
A couple of other interesting games. Hershey, who beat this Milton Hershey team a week ago, they went on the road this week. They are down at halftime, 21-7. Shippensburg with the lead on Hershey right now. It's a halftime score of 7-7, Central Dauphin and Cedar Cliff. Steele High at the half is leading Juniata 14-8. 6-all tie early between CD East and Chambersburg. And I believe that's, we also have a Cumberland Valley 9-0 lead on Carlisle and a Lower Dauphin halftime lead over Redland of 14-0. That'll pretty much do it for the mid-pen scores that we have at this time.
All right, and typically I have a question for you guys, but I don't have one this week. I just want to go over some history here between Middletown and Milton Hershey, a very long history, 53 times Middletown and Milton Hershey has played now.
You're not going to read every single one of the scores off, are you?
Yes, I am. No, I'm not. But I will say the first time they played, Milton Hershey was called Hershey Industrial. That was the first name of this school. They changed it to Milton Hershey in 1953, but Hershey Industrial won that first game 31-0. But when you look at the Middletown 1970s teams, the toughest game that Middletown played in 71 and 75 were against Milton Hershey. The 1971 team, we know about all the points they scored. They were scoreless going into the fourth quarter with Milton Hershey. Don Shuck scored a one-yard touchdown run to go ahead, and then they got another touchdown run in the fourth quarter. Milton Hershey really couldn't move the ball, but Middletown won that game 14-0. And then in 1975, another undefeated season for Middletown. Middletown won that game 12-8. They were up 12-0 at halftime. Milton Hershey went for it on like a fourth down and 16 early in the fourth quarter. They converted. They ran in two-point conversion. And then they had their hands on the ball a couple times, and a couple interceptions late in that game for Middletown closed it out. And who got one of them? Bull Swartz.
Ah, and interestingly enough, who was one of the assistants of that 75 team? Bob Geyer.
Yeah.
Who then later became the head coach here at Milton Hershey.
Well, those two, you'd have to consider over the history of the years, those were the two biggest games between those two teams. Would that be correct, Steve?
Between Middletown and Milton Hershey?
Yes.
Yeah, probably. Okay. So Middletown, or Milton Hershey had already been beaten in 71. They were They were beaten by Lower Dauphin earlier in the season. Middletown then wrapped up the CAC the following week when they beat Cumberland Valley. And I think Milton Hershey also had a loss when they played in 75. But hey, obviously Middletown needed to get through that tough game in both of those years to stay unbeaten.
All right, well, we're getting set. Players are back out on the field. Middletown will be kicking off to start the second half. Raiders going from right to left. It'll be Taylor back to receive, along with Gann Luckett. Kaiser to boot it from right to left. Member of the soccer team. He'll approach. He'll kick it end over end. Gann Luckett comes up. Now he's going to let it bounce back. And it's going to be brought up by Taylor. Gets maybe a few yards up across the 15 or around the 18 and then driven back.
Yeah, great coverage that time. Kickoff was a little shorter, and it slowed down the momentum of the return man because they didn't come up and play the ball without the hop. And what that did was that it allowed the Middletown return team to get down quicker. So mm-hmm. Good job of the coverage team of giving Milton Hershey poor field position to start this first drive of the second half.
They'll start at their own 18. And they're going to start out with Gann Luckett at running back. Hopkins has a slot to the right side and a split on the left. Gann Luckett's going to run it to the right side, trying to get out, and does. 25, 30. He's got room at the 35. Cuts back to the middle at the 45. Turns a man around the midfield. Far side, 40, 35, 30. He's at the 25. Slows up again. And finally, Ross is able to get him and drive him out at the 18.
And that is what you always know about Milton Hershey teams over the years. They always have a wealth of explosiveness at the skill positions. And you've got a guy in Gann Luckett who just hit the afterburners. They went left side exclusively in the first half. The first play of the second half, they run right side in Middletown, not ready for it at all.
64 on the run for Gann Luckett. He'll stay in there. Slot to the right side. Give him the trips, though. Gann Luckett trying to go up. Bounces it to the right. Gets pulled down at the 15 after picking up three.
Georgie Hartwick makes a stop on that play. And this is a tough one here for Middletown because with that two-point conversion that Milton Hershey scored earlier, now a touchdown has the potential of putting you two scores down depending on what they do for the conversion. So this is a big series of downs for the Middletown defense to try to step up.
Zogar. In the slot near Sabbath, they go back. Gann Luckett up the middle. Penetrates inside the 10 to the 9, just shy of the first down.
Third and one for the Spartans.
Brings up a third and one.
And no change on the offensive line for Milton Hershey. They ran left the first half, and now in the second half, this is three straight plays where they've gone to the right side of that line, and they are a yard away from picking up a first and goal.
Gann Luckett lines up behind Hopkins with a slot right. They'll go Gann Luckett, follows his blockers and gets the first down just inside the 8. It'll be a first and goal to go for Milton Hershey.
Middletown had everybody in tight that time, but it was that left tackle again. Christian Bryant just moving people. He was on the linebacker on the outside and drove him 5 yards down the field, and that's exactly where they ended up finding the crease for the first down.
First and goal near the 7. Gann Luckett right side. Follows the block and gets inside the 5. Tackled near the 3-yard line.
Being able to turn your shoulders and get upfield, so important for a running back. And Gann Luckett is not a big back. Just 165 pounds, 5'10 junior. But he looks stronger because he's able to get the momentum, square those shoulders, and then turn, put that foot down and turn straight upfield and get all that push into the defensive surge.
Second and goal at the 3. Gann Luckett looks to go left side, and he's going to lose a yard or two back at the 5-yard line. Raiders quickly sealed that up.
Well, and it also helped that Milton Hershey, that looked like a play where the handoff was not clean, and that lack of timing hurt them and forces this third down and goal from the five. Last time they were around this area, they went to the quick slant pattern. Do they tempt that again here on this series of downs? And I wouldn't be surprised if they would maybe go right back to that.
Third and goal at the five. Hopkins looks to pass, throws that slant, incomplete, was looking for Blackston.
And great coverage from James Queen. Looked like he had his arm around the back, but not enough for the referee to reach for the flag. And he's able to get the left arm in over the top. That's what you want from your corners when you're playing press coverage and you're trailing just a little bit behind. You got to get that outside arm up around the receiver, reach it in, and be able to knock the ball away. Great job by Queen, who was out on an island over here on this right side of the Milton Hershey offense.
He'll line up three receivers very tight on that right side. Hopkins back to pass on fourth and goal. Now scrambling to the left side. Gets hit, and that's it. He's tackled around the four. Raiders defense comes up big.
Kalonic slowed him down, and Einzig made sure that he wasn't going to be able to get anywhere near the end zone. Great job of stiffening by the Blue Raider defense here inside the five.
Way to stay in front. Good coverage. Did not allow Hopkins to get anyone open. The Raiders offense takes over back at its own four-yard line, trailing 8-7. They're going to go with Roman in the backfield. Lined up to the back left of Ortiz. It's going to be Roman looking for a hole again up the middle. And he'll be stuffed right there. No gain.
You wonder what was said in the locker room. We know last week it was a spirited conversation between offensive line coach Mike Dupes and his offensive line, and it worked like a charm. Did he bottle any of that up for this week? Because this line did not create many holes other than the touchdown run from Paul in the first half.
Give him a yard to the five. It's a second and nine. Again, it's going to be Roman sweeping it to the outside. He's up at the 10. 15 has the first down as he goes out of bounds at the 19.
People have to understand, too, one of the reasons that you have to continue and not give up on the inside run is because the defense is going to look for it, and that is going to open up things on the outside. And on that play, Milton Hershey, they're run blitzing, stunning to the inside, and that opens up the outside for Roman, who gets one great seal block and is able to pick up the first.
First and 10 from their own 19. Motion by Ross. Handoff up the middle. Roman stuffed again right at the line. Maybe gets one to the 20. They'll bring up a second and nine.
The important thing with that first down run, though, from Roman on the previous play is that Middletown was within the shadow of their own goal line. You don't pick that one up, that first down, in those situations. Now you're punting out of your own end zone. There's going to be great field position now. You have a little bit of breathing room, a little bit less pressure on this offense.
Gavin Paul checks in to the left of Ortiz, second and nine. Bad snap picked up by Paul. He'll be tackled deep in the backfield, but flags are also thrown.
You hope if you're Middletown that this is the reason that snap was bad, because somebody jumped offside from Milton Hershey. But if not, they're going to decline this penalty, and Middletown will be in a hole, third down and long.
Early here in the third, 8-7, Milton Hershey leading Middletown.
Looks like it's against the Blue Raiders, because they're talking to Jeff Boger over here on the near side what he wants to do, and this should be an easy decision.
Boger, years ago, the coach at Trinity before moving over here to Milton Hershey.
One of the things he's been blessed with and what he's done, this is going to be an illegal shift against Middletown, but will be declined. What he's been blessed with and what he has brought to this Milton Hershey program is he plays, for the most part, most of these guys play one way. So they can concentrate on their goal, they can be fresh, and that helps this team when it comes late in the game. We'll see if that impacts this game as Middletown has to play a bunch of guys both directions.
They only give him a loss of a few yards on that play. Quick pass this time. It's going to be the slant onto the inside. Zeenan gets up across the 25 and all the way up to the 27, and a late flag thrown.
This could be a face mask.
Yeah.
That's at least where that would be thrown. And if it is, that's a first down for Middletown on a great catch and run by Nikias Zeenan. He read the corner coming up, went to the football, and that gave him space to get away. And then with his elusiveness, he was able to get close to the first down, but was going to be a couple yards shy. If this foul is going to be against Milton Hershey, the Blue Raiders are going to benefit and move the sticks once again.
8-7, Milton Hershey with a lead.
Unsportsmanlike against Milton Hershey.
Oh.
That's a 15-yarder.
That's going to hurt.
And you know that Jeff Boger wants an explanation this time. We're not going to get one. And he's going to get one that he's not going to be happy with, no matter what is said to him about it.
And I'm sure a player's going to be running some extra laps in practice for that one. Middletown.
We did not see what happened.
No. It's first and 10. Middletown up to the 44. They're going to stay with Gavin Paul in the backfield to the right of Ortiz with a trips on the right side. Now Paul will shift over to the left of Ortiz. He'll look right. He'll throw it quick far side. That's caught, but Ross, when he caught it, had his knee down on the ground. It was a low throw. These players forget this isn't the NFL. He caught it with a knee down, so he was down.
And a loss of a yard on the play because of that. When they're running this hitch play to the wide side of the field, just the arm strength for Ortiz, just not quite enough to get it out, zipping it to his receiver. So they have to hope that the defensive back is far enough back where they get a good enough block on him, depending on what the formation is, to give them a chance to catch and run.
Second and 11. They'll hand it off this time to Gavin Paul, and he's wrestled down a couple yards back. It's another loss for Middletown up the middle.
They are just crowding the line of scrimmage, and you expect this to happen this year. You've got Middletown starting a freshman quarterback, and it's a team that in the past has not been one who wants to throw the ball willingly at all times. So this is what we might have to see a little bit more of, is spread formation, because it's third and long, but maybe on earlier downs, to try to get people to stay out of the box.
Third down, Middletown jumped off early. I think that was Queen.
No, I think that was the entire receiving corps, because Ortiz was calling for the football, and it came back late.
And the Raiders shoot themselves in the foot here after getting that ball out close to midfield, and they have gone backwards since. Now it's a third down and 16. I think that's 17. So they'll go with slot both sides. Ortiz on third down and long. In the pocket, putting it up high in the air, down the near side, up for grabs, caught by the Raiders. It bounced off the hands. Zeenan has it. He's into the end zone. It went off the hands of Ross. Zeenan pulls it in. Touchdown, Blue Raiders.
And the jump ball was thrown up there by Ortiz, and Ross got position on the defensive back. But the ball slipped out of his hands or was knocked out of his hands on the contact. But Zeenan was right next to him, and no one was there to recover, as Zeenan just takes the ball off of the hands of Ross on the tip, goes the entire distance, and the Blue Raiders have taken the lead 13-8.
Middletown will go with the two-point conversion. They'll go with Gavin Paul out there, and a trips on the right side. Let's see what they do here. The two-point conversion. Ortiz puts a man in motion. That's Ross. Ortiz will throw the slant, and it's incomplete, looking for Queen, but we get the late flag. Was there a face mask on that?
Yeah,
he kind of got yanked.
He went around the head, yeah.
I think he got yanked.
It definitely did not look like pass interference. But where the contact was made, you can't go at the head. And it looked like the contact was made at the head.
63 yards on that pass. Moments ago from Ortiz to Zenon.
They're talking a long time about this one. I'm going to tell you that does not bode well necessarily for Middletown if this conversation goes on too much longer.
I'm just going to call it pass interference.
I'm going to tell you right now, if the call is pass interference, then that is a poor call by this officiating crew. If anything, the contact was made up high, but he was not early.
No, I didn't think so either. I was going to put the ball right around the one-yard line.
Roman is the Wildcat.
Yep, and the Wildcat, he fumbles the football before he gets into the end zone. Roman loses it. So no good on the two-point conversion try, and he was open. He had the hole. He either had it knocked out or just bobbled it.
Gave him just enough room to get in. And unfortunately for Middletown, he dropped it right before he got across the goal line.
5:34 to go in the third. We'll step out. Middletown 13, Milton Hershey 8. Back after this on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
DHL Supply Chain is present in 55 countries with more than 140,000 employees and over 1,400 warehouses and offices. Solving problems and creating solutions, it's DHL Supply Chain. Proud supporters of Blue Raider athletics and academics.
Middletown with a 13-8 lead on Milton Hershey.
That drive, 8 plays, 96 yards, 3 minutes and 28 seconds. You go from the fourth down stop of Milton Hershey inside the 5, and they take it the other way. The Zenon 63-yard touchdown reception, his second touchdown catch of the year, and the third touchdown pass for Harrison Ortiz.
Hammond Kaiser kicking off. And this one is fumbled. Bounces right off the face of Morales, and Middletown says they've recovered it out near the 30. He was catching around the 10 or 15 or so, and that ball just bounced right off the upper chest and face and went out forward about 15 yards. Middletown has it.
Milton Hershey came out with the football, but they had already determined that they had gotten it. And for Milton Hershey, things compound because their very talented two-way player, Anthony Taylor, is down injured on the field in the middle of that pile.
A strong kick. And it came down on Morales, and he just mishandled, caught it up too high, and the power of that kick just bounced that thing the other way about 15 yards.
What respect for anyone who has the courage to stand back there and return kicks. It is a difficult thing to do. Kickoff's usually a little easier than punts, and that's why you see at the high school level so many teams on the punt returns, either they're going fair catch only or they're just getting out of the way of the football. For Milton Hershey, this time it was a kickoff, but it's going end over end, and Morales just misplayed it, wax off his face mask, and Middletown, the recipient of a break here.
I think that's Taylor who's injured right now for Milton Hershey. So we'll step out, injury timeout here in the third with 5:28 to go. Middletown 13, Milton Hershey 8, back on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Tim Clouser of RE/MAX Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Tim Clouser has buyer and seller representation, real estate appraisal, new construction, and more. Tim Clouser, RE/MAX Realty Select, his number is 717-526-4300 or online at tclouser.harrisburghomes.net.
Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 is open from noon to midnight 7 days a week. The kitchen is open from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. daily. Membership information is available. That's VFW Post 1620, located at 200 Pike Street in Middletown.
Well, Anthony Taylor hobbles off the field under his own power for Milton Hershey, but the Raiders get the ball back on the fumble off the kickoff by the Spartans, and the Raiders will have it at the 31 of Milton Hershey. So a big break there for the Blue Raiders. First First and 10, Middletown. Ortiz fakes the handoff, and then he's sacked back at the 36-yard line. He was looking right, didn't have a man. And then one more second, he was down.
This has not been a model performance so far from the Middletown offensive line. Credit to Milton Hershey for continuing this. They're just sending numbers. And they are saying to Middletown, if you can beat us, if you have enough time to get to the outside, good for you. But we're going to come at you up the middle, and we're going to make you make decisions.
Loss of 5, second and 15. Handoff, Gavin Paul looking to go left. Cuts it up at the 35. Hit from behind at the 30. Tackled at the 29-yard line. Gain of about 7 there for Gavin Paul.
And a really nice kick-out block from Josh Toro as they got to the outside, and that's what they need to do. If Milton Hershey continues to just send pressure and bring bodies right up the middle of the field, you've got to get to the edge. And that time it was a lead block by Toro, and Middletown able to pick up at least something out of this.
Third down and 9 at the 29. Gavin Paul back there next to Ortiz with a slot on the right side. They'll put Ross in motion. Hand off to Paul going to the right side and just gets back to the line of scrimmage. No gain on the carry. Now brings up a fourth down.
This is right on the edge of Landon Kaiser's range.
About a fourth and 8.
And this would be a field, if they would go for the field goal here, which it looks like they're not, it would give them an 8-point lead as opposed to 5, which is a significant number.
They're going for it on 4th and 8. Slot right. Ortiz rolling right. Throws down the far side, incomplete. Almost picked off, but then went through the hands of Zenon. Zenon could not pull it in, and Milton Hershey will get it back.
Isaiah Zoger was back there, and he actually had that one as an interception and just didn't look it into his hands. But that was enough to distract Zenon behind him into not being able to catch the football.
So Milton Hershey doesn't pay for losing the football. Gets that football back pretty quickly. Late here in the third, Middletown leading 13-8.
Yeah, when you're on the road, turnovers become so important.
Yeah.
Because those are opportunities that the other team gives you, especially when you're in their territory. You want to cash in and immediately get points, and unfortunately for Middletown, we're not able to do that.
Logan Jerry is now running the quarterback. He's going to hand it off to the left side, and they try sweeping Clausen. All of a sudden, they're going with a bunch of different players. Now Hopkins comes back in.
Yeah, not sure what that was. Maybe it's setting up a trick play later on. Logan Jerry is a sophomore quarterback, just 5'10". He's a right-handed thrower, which is different than the left-handed thrower, Hopkins, who's back in.
And Morales is behind him, gets the handoff, trying to go to the right. He will not. He'll lose a yard back to the 30-yard line.
Tremendous read from Lewis Roman from the safety position. He's back there at free safety, and the second that they start moving towards that direction, he's making a beeline towards the line of scrimmage. He's reading run all the way on that play, and he's got a lot of ground to cover. He got there quickly, drops him for a loss.
Third down and 9. Milton Hershey at its own 30. They'll stick with Morales behind Hopkins, and a trips on the left side. Hopkins looking left, looking, steps up in the pocket, has time, being chased, gets up to the 35, the 40, and out of bounds after picking up the first down for the Spartans all the way up at the 43.
I think who he wanted initially on that play, he had Zoger, who was open, coming down the seam, and Elijah Einzig, the linebacker, recognized it and jumped out on it before the quarterback could throw the football. So Hopkins had that receiver taken away. The problem was with Einzig doing that, it left the running lane open on the opposite side. He's the guy who makes the tackle, but not the first down for the Spartans.
First and 10 from their own 43. And flags thrown before the snap.
That's an offside against the wide receiver here on the near side, Paris Blackston, who's been very quiet in this game. Had 2 catches a week ago for 87 yards, both of them over 40 yards against Hershey. I don't even think he has a target here so far tonight.
understand the Middletown JVs beat Donegal this past week. Didn't hear, thought I heard something like 20-6. Not sure, but from what I understand, they won. Did a good job, and these two will play JV ball on Monday night. Back to pass. Hopkins throws the screen right side. He's got a man, Esmeralis, up to the 45, tackled from behind at the 50. Few shy of the first.
Lucky that wasn't a much bigger play because they ran it very well, and Morales had a wall of blockers, three guys in front of him, and Middletown sort of just ran, was able to run behind that, and the blockers never picked anybody up. That could have been a huge play. Instead, it's just about a 10-yard gain.
They're only going to mark it at the 49, Milton Hershey's own 49. I thought they gave him a bad spot there. Second down, handoff right side. Big hole and a first down up to the right. Gann Luckett has the first all the way inside the 35 to the 33-yard line.
I think you might be looking at the new lead running back for this Milton Hershey squad, as Gann Luckett has had a big, big game so far. As for him, at this point, that is carry number 13 on the game, 149 yards for Kadin Gann Luckett.
They'll get it's going to be Hopkins keeping it left side, has room at the 30, the 20, the 15, and knocked down near the 11-yard line. 22 pickup for the quarterback.
And when you have success running the football with your tailback, that allows the quarterback to do that read option, and all of a sudden everyone's looking at Gann Luckett on the other side. He's sweeping to the right, but he doesn't have the ball, and the quarterback goes back the other way.
Trips on the left side, split on the right. Gann Luckett going up the middle, stutter-stepping, waiting, finding a hole. He has the touchdown. He goes in standing up at 11-yard. Touchdown run for Kadin Gann Luckett. I see a flag.
They're not celebrating the way that you would. It's a hold, and it's coming back.
Yep. It's coming back against Milton Hershey.
They have been the team who has been the lesser disciplined in this game in terms of the flags.
Mm-hmm.
And this was the biggest flag so far in this game.
Oh, moves them all the way back to the 20-yard line. 56 seconds to go in the third. Middletown leading 13-8. Now first down and 19. Hopkins throwing across the middle, has a man, but tipped in the air, incomplete. He was looking for Zoger, could not pull it down. He's a little banged up.
He's slow to get up. Gavin Paul gave him a little shot at the end of that to make sure he wasn't going to hold on to it, but I think it's more of a cramping situation for him right now.
So I think the game for the JVs between these two teams is on Monday night, Labor Day, at 7 o'clock. At War Memorial, 6 or 7.
I'll look for you.
Yeah, thanks. We'll take a break since we have the entry. 51 seconds to go in the third. 13-8. Middletown leading Milton Hershey back on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Hughes Awards and Screen Printing is a proud sponsor of Middletown Athletics. Trophies, plaques, T-shirts, promotional items, and much more. Hughes Awards and Screen Printing is located at the Square on Main Street in Hummelstown or online at hughesawards.espwebsite.com.
J&J Pizzeria and Grill is open for carryout daily from 10:30 a.m. until 10 p.m., Sundays 11 to 9. Pizza, subs, bowlies, salads, and fries. Their number is 717-944-1313. That's J&J Pizzeria and Grill, 288 East Main Street in Middletown.
Middletown leading 13-8. Still tending to the injury down for Milton Hershey. Appears to be okay now for Zoger. You were able to check that JV.
Yeah, I was. First of all, they won last week 22-0 over Donegal. And when we looked at when the JV games are, there was a consistent thing. Every single JV game is Mondays at 6 o'clock. No matter where their location is, it is a consistent 6 o'clock for every single JV game. So even though it's Labor Day, they will play on Monday night at 6 o'clock.
Second down and 19. Milton Hershey at the Middletown 20. Hopkins back to pass, throws the middle screen. He's got a man on the right side to the 10, the 5, and now the touchdown going in for Gann Luckett.
Well, they ran it well before, but they didn't block anybody the last time. This time, they set up the same wall just a few plays after in a different location on the field, and Gann Luckett, after getting a couple initial blocks, is able to get a full head of steam and just run through the Middletown defense.
They're going to line up weird again here.
The book says go for two here because it gives you a three-point lead.
They've got most of the line over, lined up near the sideline on the left. They've got a center, the quarterback, running back behind him. Now the line sprints back to line up regular. And now they run a player in, and they're looking to do the extra point kick instead. So the lineup, there's the snap. Hold kick is on the way, and it is no good.
Wide to the right.
We'll step out. 42 seconds to go here in the third. Milton Hershey has taken a one-point lead, 14-13, back on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
The Middletown Home Summer Concert Series concludes on Sunday, September the 8th, with Pentagon, starting at 5 o'clock. And then it's Pumpkin Fest, Saturday, September 21st, and Sunday, September 22nd. For more information, go to MiddletownHome.org or check out their Facebook page, The Middletown Home, West Harrisburg Pike, Route 230 in Middletown.
Now Milton Hershey is back in front. 14-13 on Middletown.
A nine-play, 71-yard drive took 2 minutes and 47 seconds off the clock. And it culminates in the 20-yard touchdown reception from Kadin Gann Luckett from Elijah Hopkins. That gives Milton Hershey the lead back by one.
Our coup to kick it off. Left to right, Roman and Ross back to receive. This one end over end, little short. Taken at the 15 by Roman. Up to the 20, the 25. Now he cuts to the near side, gets some blocking. 35, driven to the sideline and knocked down at the 40.
Lost in last week's big come from behind win for Middletown is the big kickoff return that Lewis Roman had. After Donegal took the lead back 24-17, Roman brought it all the way up near midfield. This is a huge kickoff return, too, because with Middletown struggling a little bit, getting rhythm in their offense, it gives them really good field position to start this drive.
Down by one, 32 seconds to go in the third quarter. The freshman, Ortiz at quarterback. He'll go with Roman out there. The Raiders will go with the trips to the right side. That's three receivers. Ortiz with Roman to his right. On first down, Roman goes out to the right side. It's going to be a little screen to the near side, and it's underthrown for Paul. Ortiz, the freshman, just didn't get it up high enough.
But I'm going to tell you this. I'm looking at this formation. There are three receivers over there at that right-hand side, and then they sent Roman in motion. And no one moved for Milton Hershey, and they had two defenders over there and a linebacker that sort of looked as somebody went over there. That's going to be open if they go back to it in the future.
Now they're going to go second and 10 from the 40. They've got the slot to the right side. Quick slant pass, open. That's Queen. He's at the 45-40, 35-30, down the near sideline and driven out of bounds around the 17-yard line. Oh, nice catch with the slant, James Queen.
And what Ortiz did so well on that play was he threw a ball, and he's been throwing them on these completed passes that he's had in this game. He's been throwing them to a spot where his receiver can't just catch the ball but can continue with rhythm. So that ball led Queen into the spot. Big play, 47-yard pass play from Ortiz to James Queen.
First down and 10 at the 17. They'll go with Roman to the left of Ortiz, and three receivers lined up tight on the left. They put Ross in motion to the right. Now they look back to the side as the quarter will end. Or are they calling a timeout?
They called a timeout.
With 13 seconds to go, they weren't quite sure what they were doing with that formation.
And the play clock's not even running. The clock would have run out.
Yeah.
So...
yeah, not a good one to use there.
No, it...
But this is, again, in many instances, a young team that they're going to learn. We're still early in the season. They're getting their formations down. Hopefully they keep just improving game in and game out. We saw last week, quarter by quarter. We are in field goal range as well. I'll tell you what, Brian, had Landon Kaiser not made that game last week, because you had a soccer game on Friday night in Lebanon. He left from that and came right over to the game. And had they not had him, you know, those points he put up last week were critical.
No, it definitely. And in a game like that, everything matters. All three facets, not just offense, not just defense, but special teams. And Middletown last week had the edge in the special teams. Jaden Taylor had some good punts last week, and Kaiser with the game that he had.
All right, first down. They're going to hand it to Roman, trying to go to the short side, the left side. There's nothing there. And the whole defense just kept on moving. They didn't have far to go since they lined up on the near hash. And that will wind down the end of the third quarter. So we have played three. Milton Hershey, 14. Middletown, 13. Back with your fourth quarter on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Giant Company, nutrition, health, and pharmacy resources all in one place. And from our table to your table, there's Giant Direct, allowing you to pick up your groceries without leaving your car. Giant Company partners with over 100 local food banks and with Feeding America, the nation's largest organization dedicated to fighting domestic hunger. Giant Company, proud Blue Raider sponsors.
The Hetrick Center has been serving the Middletown area since 1979. The Hetrick Center has chiropractic, physical therapy, aquatic therapy, and massage from a team of non-surgical specialists. They have locations in Mechanicsburg, Mount Joy, Harrisburg, and Middletown. That's the Hetrick Center, proud Blue Raider sponsors.
We head into the fourth quarter, Middletown trailing by a point. And we'll have a second down and 12.
This is the down and distance, though. If you want to get a receiver on the move here, third down, you're going to be looking for a pass if you don't pick anything up on the ground. If you want to try to get somebody on the move in one of these slant patterns, this is probably the time to do it.
They've got the slot on the right side with Ross and Zenon. Roman in the backfield, second and 12 to 19. They'll go Roman following the blocking off left tackle, and he'll penetrate to about the 16. Gain of just a few. Brings up a third down. They're actually going to mark it on the 17. Nope, they put it on the 16. So a third and 9.
Value the possession here. Cannot force the ball if we throw it into a tight spot, considering they're in field goal range.
Gavin Paul in the backfield with Ortiz. But a bad snap. Gavin Paul at least runs up. I don't know if it went off the center's leg as he snapped it. It just kind of landed right behind him. And Gavin Paul ran up and at least picked it up.
Whatever happened, it did not look good.
No.
But what it did was it actually did center the ball a little bit more on this fourth down.
To the 21. They lost a few. And this is where you bring Kaiser in. He can hit this on a field goal. They're going to talk. Are they going to call a timeout?
They're going to call timeout because I think they're going to, because of how important this one is, and they didn't move right away.
The offensive coordinator for Middletown, J.J. Ortiz. He was the defensive coordinator last year and was gone for a couple seasons with Dennis Etze down at Thaddeus Stevens in Lancaster. But before that, with Brett Myers, he was the defensive coordinator. This year he moves to offensive coordinator. And, of course, his son is the quarterback. Like to be in on those films between the two.
It'd be interesting. There's a great photo taken by Joel Lopez, the assistant coach, last week of the embrace between the two of them after the game.
This is going to be a 38-yard attempt down the middle for Landon Kaiser. Nordi is the holder. Snap, hold, kick is up. It's got distance, and no, off left. Wide left, it's still a one-point game, 14-13 in favor of Milton Hershey.
And just tailed off to the left at the last moment.
So the Spartans will get the ball back with 10:51 to play.
And now it's up to the defense now to get a stop. And the guy that they have had trouble with is Kadingan Luckett. And I don't see him out there right away. And they're going to go with Morales to start. But they have had trouble here in the second half as Milton Hershey has expanded the playbook a little bit more, throwing in a couple screens and other things.
From their own 20-yard line, Hopkins is going to keep it and run around the left side. He's got room up to the 25, the 30, 35, and then driven out of bounds near the 45-yard line. A 25-yard pickup. Hopkins finding room when he can.
The line of scrimmage tonight has been won by Milton Hershey, especially from the first quarter on. Really on both sides of the ball. And it's been Middletown's passing game that has kept them alive in this one. 300 yards rushing now on that carry for Milton Hershey in the game.
Hopkins keeping it again, dodges one tackler, gets back to the line, and then he's taken down. But put a little grease on him back there because he was able to shrug off losing a few. Second down and about nine.
Blue Raiders got the pressure that time, but they still were able to keep him contained at the line of scrimmage. And when you miss an initial tackle in the backfield, you worry about that big play. But they limited that.
Second and nine from their own 46. Milton Hershey leading by one early here in the fourth. Can Luckett getting the carry to the right side. Able to get out around to the 50, but he's dropped shy of the first down at the 47 of Middletown.
That's a great tackle. I think that was James Queen. Yes, it was Queen over there who was able to get down and submarine him at the 47-yard line. So a couple yards shy, and a chance for the Blue Raiders defense to try to stand firm here.
Queen just a sophomore for this Middletown team. Look at these other guys. Ross, a sophomore.
There's a lot of good young talent on this team.
Third and two. At the 47 of Middletown. They'll hand it off. First down. Gann Luckett spins to the outside. Inside the 40 to the 39.
It was sort of like a draw in terms of it's a delayed give where the offensive line gives the look initially of a pass block situation, and then they go forward. And Middletown over pursued and allowed that lane for Gann Luckett to pick up the first down.
First and 10. Gann Luckett stays in behind Hopkins. Slot on the right side, split on the left, and
Morales leaned forward. That's going to be...
Yeah, Morales who was back there. And we've seen this at various times in the game. It has hurt Milton Hershey with the bad mistakes.
Yeah, the penalties are something that if they don't go on to win this game, they're going to go back and look at some of the key penalties that they've had in this one that have sort of stymied them at times.
So now it's a first and 15 at the Middletown 44. Morales stays in there. He'll get the carry. Going up the middle, cuts to the right, slashes, finds a hole for 35. Inside the 30, has the first down to the 26.
You make the mistake, you better make up for it. And that's exactly what Morales did in that situation, was able to pick up the first down, just busting right on through the right side of that Middletown defense.
First and 10.
You just don't have any answers right now.
No.
This big offensive line is wearing on the Middletown front four.
Morales stays in, gets the handoff again, decides he's going left. Cuts inside the 20 and tackled at the 18-yard line.
And this is a little bit where Middletown's base formation hurts them a little bit. They run a 4-2-5, which means there's five safeties. Somebody's got to come all the way up in the box. Yeah. They have to start making it. And I'm still looking, and there is a lot of deep coverage, but the guys who are getting overwhelmed are the guys in the box right now. And it's a numbers advantage for Milton Hershey when they don't bring that safety up in the box.
Can Luckett back in. He'll carry it left side. Has a hold to 15, 10, 5, and tackled at the 3.
Yeah, he's just gashing right now. And Middletown, they still are only putting seven players in the box. And that's where Milton Hershey's having all their success running between the tackles.
Yeah, the Spartans are winning the war here in the fourth quarter down the trenches.
It's a huge offensive line.
Can Luckett. First and goal, following the blocking up the middle, touchdown, Milton Hershey. 3-yard touchdown run.
Yeah, it's been very impressive what the Spartans have been able to do on the ground from about the first quarter on. Once we hit the second quarter, we started seeing the mix of the running backs, and we thought it was going to be Anthony Taylor, who was their leading runner a week ago. I don't know that he's had a carry, but Alex Morales and Kadin Gan Luckett have been a two-person show where the two of them together have really done a lot of damage against Middletown behind an offensive line that averages over 240 pounds a man.
Wakely in for the extra point kick. It's 20-13. Snap, hold, kick on the way, and this one is good. We'll step out. 7:37 to go in the fourth. Milton Hershey, 21, Middletown, 13. Back on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Daly's Golf on East Main Street in Middletown does everything automotive. Tune-ups, inspection, tires, exhaust, brakes, even towing. Daly's Golf is open Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. until 5 p.m. That's Daly's Golf, proud Blue Raider sponsors.
Michelle's Creations, with you in mind, proudly serves the Middletown area. Michelle and Doug Lutz are proud Blue Raider alumni. Michelle's Creations, with you in mind, has flowers, centerpieces, bouquets, wreaths, and they're a member of the Teleflora Network. Their number is 717-944-5425 or online at creationswithyouinmind.com.
Still a one-possession game here. It's 21-13. Middletown would need a touchdown and a two-point conversion to tie this game. They got enough experience last week tying the game up a few times.
They've been in this situation already this year where they've been down in the fourth quarter and have come back. Gan Luckett's yard touchdown run, his second touchdown of the game, caps off an 8-play, 80-yard drive that took just 3 minutes and 14 seconds off the clock. And when you look at the scoring drives from Milton Hershey here in the second half, the two of them, they have been efficient and they have been dominant. We had a
penalty at the end of that unsportsmanlike against Middletown, and now a kickoff will take place at the Middletown 45 and just kicked out of the end zone.
And no reason to mess around with that one.
Mm-mm.
Roman had a big return the last time.
So Middletown, you don't want to take this thing down. You 7:37 to go. You want to put this drive together and make it last.
Want to see what the adjustments are now that they're down in this game and have not been having success running the football. Now you have to think that they're going to have to put a little bit more on the shoulders of the freshman quarterback. They have had success in the passing game here tonight.
So they take over at the 20, and already flags thrown. I think someone jumped on that left side for Middletown. So mark them back five. Now they'll start at the 15.
But what you're looking at now, too, John, is you're looking at Middletown playing their three receivers, all of them who have explosiveness, and now you're going to have one in the slot, And that's been, in this game, the guy who has found a little bit more opening. They've been able to cover the guys on the outside a little bit quicker, but the slot receivers are the ones who have been getting open.
Got the double slot. Put Ross in motion. Ortiz will swing it out to Ross near side. Up at the 50, the 20, 15 to the 20, and up to the 22-yard line.
That's a win for Milton Hershey in this way. Genesiah Ross in this game, they've thrown him the football several times. They just can't find a way to get him into space so he can use that game-breaking ability. He's been very limited in terms of what he's been able to do touch-wise.
Brings up a second down. We'll call it seven. Double slot again. Gavin Paul back there to the left of Ortiz. Ross goes in motion. Ortiz going to the left, now decides to run it up to the 25. Gets hit at the 29, just shy of the first down.
Big stop that time for Milton Hershey as it was Damian Matos, the linebacker, who's able to stop him. But they're going to give him enough forward progress for the first down. It's a good spot for the Blue Raiders as Ortiz recognized exactly where there was an opening on the backside of that play. He was going to run that the entire way and pick the right hole.
So they'll give him the forward progress, first and 10 at the 30. And again, who jumped offside? Was it Queen this
time? I think Queen was early.
And they'll mark it back five again. Oh, little mistakes.
They're killers. And yeah. In close games, you look at the things, the penalties, you know, missed assignments, you know. Those are the things you go back to at the end of the game and see how close the score actually is.
First and 15 from the 25. Ortiz rolling to the left. Throws the out pass far side. That's complete at the 35. I think that was Zenon.
That should have been Ross, I think.
Ross. It's...
That was Ross.
Yeah, it was Ross.
And he's limping after it a little bit.
First, the way he caught that and kind of his head moved, I thought he'd gotten face masked.
Well,
picked up a few up to the 40, or rather 36.
Got to give credit to Ortiz, though, because he pump faked that ball. I don't think he liked what he was going to throw the ball into, checked down, and then found an open receiver to get a positive gain out of it.
Here's a second and four from their own 36. Raiders all looking to the sideline for the play. They've got trips a tight three lined up on that right side of the line. Now they'll put Staines in motion. Flags thrown. They'll hand it off up the middle. No gain on that.
Probably move it back five more.
Mm-hmm.
And Milton Hershey will take this one. I think there was an illegal motion call is what my guess would be. Or an illegal shift, one or the other.
Clock at 5:21 in the fourth. 21-13, Milton Hershey leading Middletown.
And it is an illegal shift called against the Blue Raiders. Inopportune time for mistakes.
Yep.
But, again, this is a young team. And last week was, I think, such a surprise to everyone how well the team executed in the clutch situation in game one of the season that some of these growing pains are expected.
Ross in the slot. Ortiz rolling right, throws the out, and Ross let it go through his fingertips. He was looking to turn up before he had it, and he would have had the first easily.
He's looking upfield, looking to make the big play. And this is the frustration of not having room in this game. He turns upfield. Kadingan Luckett was coming underneath, maybe a little bit here in the footsteps, but that's a ball that he makes the catch. It's a first down, and then you don't have a third down and nine with your backs on against the wall.
Third and nine from their own 31. Ortiz again rolling to the right, looking, looks to run up to the 35 and slides down up at the 38, just shy of the first down by a couple yards.
Yeah, and you're not having your quarterback, freshman, you don't have a 14 or 15-year-old go up there on a third down play like that and diving for the first down. That's the correct play, slide. He tries to go forward for it. He might not be out here for fourth down.
That's right. It's a fourth and two at their own 38.
And a good decision by him also in tucking and running, getting something out of making this a manageable fourth down.
Fourth and two, Middletown. They trail 21-13. Ortiz this time rolling left, throws the out. It's complete. First down over the 45 across midfield to Zenon.
And Nikea Zenon, to me, I think he's your best pure wide receiver. And we've got roughing the passer behind the play as Milton Hershey took Ortiz down after he threw the football. So tack another 15 yards onto the end of this as the Spartans allowing Middletown to move this ball all the way into their territory.
Big break for the Blue Raiders. Nice pass by Ortiz. Good catch by Zenon. And now with the penalty, moves it all the way to the 32-yard line of Milton Hershey. Raiders need a touchdown and a two-point conversion to tie this game. Clock ticking at 4:15. Gavin Paul stays in the backfield with Ortiz. A tight trips on the right side and a split on the left. Ortiz in that shotgun. Looking right, throws, almost a pick six. It's incomplete. Was looking for Staines.
And Staines did a great job of getting his hand in because that was a pick six the other way. That was a great read on the ball, and I'm thinking Matos was the guy who was there. James Queen broke off the line of scrimmage. He was wide open on the post pattern, but they had already checked off to the short pass.
Second and 10 at the 32 of Milton Hershey. Three receivers on that right side once again. Ross, Queens, and he took off running again. James Queen tries to get that quick jump step, and he's offside again on the right.
Here's what I'm going to tell you, though, what I'm seeing, John. I remember seeing Alex Irby, the great Steel High quarterback, his freshman year. And the thing that impressed me most about Irby, more than any of the physical attributes, was his poise under pressure. I'm seeing the same kind of stuff out of Harrison Ortiz. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying the arm strength is there. I'm saying the poise under pressure. I'm seeing a cool cookie out there running the quarterback position.
Second and 15, throws the screen. Gavin Paul caught at the 35, drags a man to the 30, still standing at the 29, and then finally pulled down. Pickup of several to the 28-yard line.
You're looking for any positive gain there. Trying to cut the amount of yards you need. Now you've got two downs to try to pick up six, and this is the last drive that you pretty much have. You've got to score the touchdown here.
Third and six at the 28. Slot on the right. Ortiz rolling right. Throws, as a man, complete. Zenon at the 18 to the 15, knocked down near the 11.
There's the man again. Okay, Zenon. Excellent hands. Went high in the air to get that one. But he also found himself wide open, and Ortiz, again, picks the right man on that key third down play.
17 on the pickup, clock ticking at 3:06. Raiders down 21-13. They're at the 11 of Milton Hershey. First down and 10 on the 11. They're all looking to the sideline. Long call for this one. Ortiz with a few seconds left on the play clock. We'll hand it off. Gavin Paul going left. Cuts at the 10. Following the blocking near the 5. He'll be tackled inside the 5. Close to the 3-yard line.
Great call. Fantastic call that time to go to the running play, recognizing you got 2:25 left to go, and you defensively have not stopped the Spartans team. This is the drive where you've got to score and get the two-point conversion and leave as little time left for Milton Hershey to try to score after that. You got to do it here.
Second and two at the 3. They'll hand it off. Gavin Paul left side. Pushing, grinding, gets close but does not get in. He's in. It took him a while to call it. Touchdown, Middletown, and now they'll need the two-point conversion to tie this game. Gavin Paul with a touchdown, 3 yards.
A fantastic job by the left side of the offensive line of helping him out on the last two plays, and Gavin Paul clutch performer, gets into the end zone. But now it's all about the two-point conversion.
They do on this one. I'll tell you, Queen has been open on those slant passes.
As crazy it is as it is to say I'm going to put the ball in the hands of my freshman quarterback and let him make a decision, he's made a lot of good ones in this game.
They're going to line up and then call. Who's
calling?
Milton Hershey's
calling timeout.
So we'll step out. Two-point conversion coming up for Middletown. 1:58 to play. 21-19. Milton Hershey leading Middletown back on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Tim Clouser of RE/MAX Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Tim Clouser has buyer and seller representation, real estate appraisal, new construction, and more. Tim Clouser, RE/MAX Realty Select, is number 717-526-4300 or online at tclouser.harrisburghomes.net.
Welcome back. John Wilsbach alongside Brian Kaiser and Steve Leedy. Sam Kostoff, our studio producer. Now they come from behind here for Middletown as they are down by two. Can they tie this game with a minute 58 to go on a two-point conversion?
That drive was 11 plays, 80 yards, 5 minutes and 39 seconds off the clock. Gavin Paul caps it off with the touchdown. But again, two-point conversion attempt here. They have been able to have the slot receiver area open a lot of this game. I'm looking for somebody in that area if I'm throwing the football.
Zenon and Ross are wide on the right side. They've got Staines in that slot. Ross goes in motion and comes back. Ortiz will throw, and it's knocked down incomplete. I think it was Dargin. Got the hands on it.
Well, and they ran that play, and they were running it for Jenisiah Ross to go in motion, come back. But that's a play that's dangerous to run anyways because you're running it, and then you're coming right back, but you're not in the end zone. So not only would he have had to catch the football, but then he'd have to be able to turn up the field and score from there as opposed to throwing the ball in the end zone. I see teams do this all the time with motion and things like that. And it always bothers me because if you don't ever get the ball into the end zone on a pass, then you are relying on your receiver and your formation to get the job done.
You're throwing it pretty much to the place where you lined up.
Yep.
And that was actually Damian Meadows, the 5'8 senior, who got the hands on it. So Middletown will now have to kick off. We've got 1:58 to play.
You have really no choice here, John. You've got to go with the onside kick in this situation, I would think, in the high school game, and especially because they haven't been able to stop Milton Hershey anyways.
And you know you've got the leg of Landon Kaiser if you need that field goal. Missed one earlier, though. This one will be a squib up the middle, and it's still loose on the carpet, and Middletown has it at the 43-yard line. It bounced off of a Milton Hershey player. It went forward. Player was
number 25.
Oh, I thought it was Max in 28.
Oh, okay.
And Middletown, it was Maxon. He comes off dejected.
No, Jacob Pomrani.
Okay.
Is what Steve is saying. He had the binoculars on.
Wow, Middletown takes over at the 43 of Milton Hershey.
All phases
down by
of the
two.
Game. All phases of the game, John.
1:58 to go. Ortiz, Gavin Paul to his left. Quick pass, slant, caught at the 35 to the 30. Queen to the 27. A first down for Middletown.
And now they're approaching field goal range at this point where I think if your coach Scott Govern before the kickoff, you're saying, just give me anything, any chance to try to win this football game. And now Middletown is in range at this point to have a shot.
Queen has had such great hands on that slant across the middle. And he's got good size, too. First and 10. This time it'll be another pass. Queen again, caught at the 20, tackled at the 15-yard line, another first down. They'll keep going back to him.
Oh, definitely. And the right now, the Middletown offense in rhythm with the passing game. They're finding those openings, like I was saying. Those slot receivers all game long have been the guys who are open.
James Queen, 6'2", sophomore. First and 10.
Would not be surprised to see them run the football here, though, also.
Middletown at the 14. They don't want to go to the well too many times and run into an adjustment. Ross goes in motion. Handoff, Gavin Paul, flags are thrown. Paul trying to get outside. Russell down near the 13-yard line. Gain of only a yard or so.
It's going to be illegal motion, and if you're Jeff Boger, you're pushing it back.
So the Raiders will move it back with a minute one to play. Trailing by two, but with the football. So the five will mark it back to the 19-yard line. A first down and 15 at the 19. Raiders will go with Queen and Ross to the right, Xenon to the left, Gavin Paul and running back, Ortiz at quarterback, takes a snap. Hand off Gavin Paul, following the blocking to the left. Only gets a little penetration and then driven backwards. They'll mark him to about the 17 or 18. Only a gain of a yard or two.
Joe Cruz makes the stop for Milton Hershey, and Middletown calls timeout.
We'll keep it right here with 30 seconds to go in regulation.
And the Blue Raiders called timeout here because for a couple reasons. Now you really have to talk about what you're going to do here on this second down play. The down and distance is not the concern. You're at the 19, but you have a kicker who has already missed a field goal in this game, so you're going to come down to him most likely unless you take a shot at the end zone here. But the question is, how do you prepare that? Or do you take a shot at the end zone here and take it out of the hands of your kicker? So I know they trust Kaiser, but they also have seen a miss here so far.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know about the psyche at that point. Kickers, football kickers, it's a tough gig, and you want to make sure that confidence is there. But it looks like Middletown right now is setting up in a run-first formation.
They've got one timeout remaining. Milton Hershey has two timeouts. Second and 14 at the 18. They'll go to Gavin Paul, sweeping to the left side, being driven out of bounds close to the 15-yard line.
It's nice.
That stops the clock at 24.
Right. And what's nice about that, with the ball being, you run the ball out of bounds there, is you don't have to use that last timeout,
right,
and it opens up the entire field for whatever you want to do here. So you can either run a play to try to do something, or you can put the ball exactly where Kaiser wants it.
They're going to mark it on the 16-yard line. It's a third down and 12. Raiders trail by two. They're going to hand it off right side. Gavin Paul's going to get wrapped up right around the 16, 17-yard line, and the Raiders will let the clock tick down and stop it. And who's stopping it? That's ticking down inside the
should
10.
Be Milton Hershey, and is who should have stopped it right away.
Yeah, and it is Milton Hershey. Question is, did they stop it when they wanted it stopped? There's 10 seconds on the clock, 21-19. Milton Hershey leading Middletown. The Blue Raiders will bring in the field goal unit. Another thrilling conclusion coming up.
The other concern you have is Milton Hershey all game long, not on special teams, but on defense, has been getting penetration. The question now is, can this Middletown line provide the correct protection? And can Kaiser make the pressure kick here at the very end of the game?
Raiders can take the lead. 10 seconds to play. Milton Hershey leading 21-19. This will be a 34-yard attempt for Landon Kaiser. And we get the whistle blown just before the snap by Milton Hershey.
Timeout, Milton Hershey.
Freezing the kicker.
One, yep. Trying to freeze him.
Not a bad move.
Got to do everything you can.
But here's what I saw right away. That snap was high.
Yeah.
And that would have been a problem because they got a good rush coming from the outside. So you hope from a Middletown standpoint that that's not something that's in the mind of the holder slash kicker in this case. Ben Nordy has done a great job holding so far this year. He's your holder. He's the backup quarterback, so it's somebody who has good hands.
All right, here we go again. Ten seconds to go in the fourth. Milton Hershey leading 21-19. Middletown going for a 34-yard field goal for the lead. And most likely the win. Nordy the holder. Kaiser the kicker. Snap. Hold. Kick is blocked by Milton Hershey. Blocked. And the Spartans are going to hold on to win this game.
Damian Matos, the linebacker who has had a very good game for them, goes right through the line of scrimmage. And it didn't matter what happened at that point. There was way too much penetration. He almost took that one off the foot.
So no comeback this week for Middletown. 6 seconds remaining.
And we're just looking at the replay, and yeah, he just comes right through the right side. They overloaded the right side of Middletown's offensive line, and the coverage team did not hold up. And the block all but ends this game.
We might throw that on our Facebook page later. We'll see. Great job by Milton Hershey to hold on here. They're going to hand Middletown its first loss of the season. They'll line up in the victory formation. They'll snap it, take the knee, and that is the game. Final score, Milton Hershey 21. Middletown 19. Stay tuned. Post-game show coming up on the Blue Raider Sports Network.
Gingrich Memorials of Middletown is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Gingrich Memorials is the oldest business in Middletown, celebrating 100 years of service to the community. Gingrich Memorials has their own art staff and in-house laser, and they wish the Blue Raiders good luck during the season. That's Gingrich Memorials, 568 North Union Street in Middletown.
The Dominic D. DeFrancesco Memorial American Legion Post 594 is located on East High Street, Middletown. American Legion Post 594 is available for your next party or function. New members are welcome. And don't forget about the dinners and entertainment on Friday and Saturdays at Dominic D. DeFrancesco Memorial American Legion Post 594. They've got a Facebook page for more information.
The Brownstone Cafe is open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner daily. They cook up a wide selection of pasta, steaks, seafood, salads, and desserts. Open daily from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., closed on Tuesdays. That's the Brownstone Cafe of downtown Middletown, a proud sponsor of Blue Raider Athletics.
The Middletown Moose Family Lodge 410 is Middletown's family fun center. They have dinners Tuesday through Saturday nights and host activities year-round. Membership is available. The Middletown Moose, located at 100 Mill Street in Middletown. Good luck, Raiders!
Jack's Auto Sales is a family-owned business since 1986. Jack's Auto Sales deals in used cars and trucks. They also have a five-bay repair garage. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Saturdays 9 to noon, or by appointment. Jack's Auto Sales is located at 2189 West Harrisburg Pike on Route 230. Their number is 944-7363 or online at jacksautosales.net.
Middletown Lumber, in business since 1955, is now stocking redwood. Still your local source for hardwoods to framing lumber, western red cedar to custom decks. They're located at 2 Clinton Avenue in Middletown. That's Middletown Lumber at 717-944-4005 or online at middletownlumber.com. DHL Supply Chain is present in 55 countries with more than 140,000 employees and over 1,400 warehouses and offices. Solving problems and creating solutions, it's DHL Supply Chain. Proud supporters of Blue Raider athletics and academics.
And welcome back here to Milton Hershey. Henry Hershey Field here as Middletown falls just shy, 21-19, as the field goal attempt with 6 seconds left to go is blocked. That could have won the game for the Blue Raiders. A game, though, Steve Leedy joins me now here on the postgame show, and John Wilsbach will be going down and talking to Middletown head coach Scott Govern after this game. And a tough one here, Steve, for Middletown, but the magic that they had last week defensively didn't show up, and ultimately that was probably the thing that hurt Middletown the most, was they couldn't get this Milton Hershey team stopped in the second half.
No, they had a really hard time stopping the run tonight. You know, we'll see in the stats here. Milton Hershey ran the ball 48 times tonight, and when you go through a high school football game and you have run the ball 48 times and you had over 350 yards, you know, that's really what won Milton Hershey the football game here tonight.
And it's a team that last week ran for a total of 13 yards against Hershey, and they found their running, and they found it in somebody who was not up in the top two at the depth chart coming in, but it was somebody who was able to, in Kadin Gan Luckett, be able to do a great job. Let's go down to John, who's with head coach.
All right, thanks, guys. Down here with Scott Govern, head coach for Middletown. Another great comeback, coach, but just not enough in this game.
No, we put ourselves in a hole. Even though it was only 1 point, we didn't play well tonight. And we didn't come out with the same fire and intensity we played in the second half last week. I give our kids credit because they continue to battle no matter what the situation is, but it's just, you know, to get blocked at the end, that just kind of sums it up for the night.
Yeah, and they would make the little mistakes, get the penalty, still make up for it at times, but those little penalties added up.
Yeah, especially that last drive before we got the onside kick. You know, we shot ourselves in the foot with illegal procedures, and, I mean, that's basic football. We're going to get better, and we have to get better.
Well, you're still seeing some maturing out there, especially from Ortiz, this wide receiver core. You're able to exploit the middle with Queen, made some nice catches.
Yeah, we're going to be okay. We're still young, but we just got to do better. We got to coach better. We got to do everything around better than what we did tonight, and we will. We'll improve.
Good luck next week.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Scott Govern, back to you guys.
Thank you very much, John. And it's pretty obvious that Coach Govern knows it was a missed opportunity here tonight for his team, and where they weren't playing their best. But I think the thing that really stands out on the very positive side is this is the second straight week you have a freshman quarterback who leads your team down the field. And I talked about this during the broadcast itself. The poise that it takes to do that, you got something there. Yeah. And the fact that it was on his arm that they brought the ball down the field. Last week, the last drive, he threw some passes last week, but this time it was him throwing the football, making the right choices, the last couple plays for runs, but most of that drive that got them to within 21-19 was on the arm of Harrison Ortiz, and the young man showed great poise again tonight.
Yeah, he certainly played well under pressure in this game. He had 267 yards passing as a freshman. I don't know the last time we've ever heard freshman quarterback.
I think we'd have to go back and check the entire stat line for the year for John Bales basically what we would probably have to do at this point.
Yeah.
So let's take a look at the stats, Steve. You got them.
All right. First, we will look at Middletown. Leading rusher tonight was Gavin Paul, 14 carries, 84 yards. Had the two touchdown runs in this one. Lewis Roman, 12 for 33. Harrison Ortiz, 3 for 9. Genesiah Ross, 2 for 5. And Jaden Taylor, 1 for a loss of 6. Receiving, Nikaias Zenon, 5 catches, 137 yards, and a touchdown. James Queen, 4 for 90 yards. Genesiah Ross, 6 for 31. Gavin Paul, 1 for 9. Harrison Ortiz, 16 of 25, 267 yards, and one touchdown pass in the game. Team totals for Middletown on the ground, 32 carries, 125 yards, 267 yards through the air, and it was 392 yards of offense for Middletown here tonight. On the other side for Milton Hershey, they were led by Kadin Gan Luckett, 18 carries, 183 yards, and one touchdown on the ground. Alex Morales, 17 for 121. Elijah Hoppins, the quarterback, 10 keepers for 58 yards. And Isaiah Zogar, 3 for a loss of 3. Receiving, it was Zogar, 1 for 25. Gan Luckett, 1 for 20 in the touchdown. Savory Arku, 1 for 15. Morales, 1 for 11. And Khalil Darjan, a 5-yard touchdown reception. Elijah Hopkins didn't have to do much with his arm. 5 for 7, 81 yards. And he has the 2 touchdown passes in the ballgame. Team totals for the Spartans, again, 48 carries on the ground for 359 yards and 81 through the air, 440 yards of offense in the ballgame.
Well, and the thing that jumps out more than anything before we recap the scoring in this one is the difference in the numbers of where they come from. So Middletown didn't get outgained by that much in the game, but Middletown had to do it through the air. And yep. Milton Hershey was able to dictate things on the ground. And that big offensive line is the thing that paid dividends for them and allowed them to get out. And let's not look, and let's, when we go over the scoring, the one that's going to jump out a little bit is the 2-point conversion after Milton Hershey's first touchdown threw everything out of whack the rest of the game.
That
ended up being the deciding points.
Yep, Middletown got it started with 10-17 left to go in the first half. Gavin Paul, 68-yard touchdown run. Kaiser's extra point made it 7-0. Then Milton Hershey responded right away on their next drive. 11 plays, 90 yards, 5 minutes and 5 seconds. Khalil Darjan, a 5-yard touchdown reception from Hopkins. And then they lined up in that old swinging gate, and Paris Blackston ran it in, and that made it 8-7 in favor of Milton Hershey. That's how it would be until halftime. Then Middletown would come on top. A 63-yard touchdown pass from Ortiz to Nikias Zenon. It bounced off the hands of Ross and maybe a defender, and Zenon just took it in stride to the end zone. But Middletown, because they were down one, they went for two, and the run failed. Roman fumbled it on his way into the end zone, so the extra points were no good for Middletown. It was 13-8. Then just shy of the third quarter break, it was Kadin Gan Luckett, a 20-yard reception from Hopkins. The extra point, though, failed, and it was 14-13 going into the fourth quarter. Milton Hershey would strike first in the fourth with 7:37 to go. Gan Luckett, a 3-yard touchdown run. Wakely comes in for the extra point, and that made it an 8-point game, 21-13. Middletown responds, moves down the field, 11 plays, 80 yards, 5 minutes and 39 seconds off the clock. Really, they went 100 yards because they had 4 little teeny penalties on them in that drive, but they made it work anyway. Gavin Paul comes in from 3 yards out on the ground, but on the 2-point conversion to try to tie it up, the pass was broken up out in the flats on the right side, and Middletown had to rely on an onside kick. They get it. They move it down the field. And Landon Kaiser's 34-yard field goal attempt, it didn't have a prayer because Milton Hershey was right up the middle and got the block that sealed the game.
And Milton Hershey wins this one by a final score of 21-19. I think one thing you can say, though, about the Middletown football team this year, through two games, they are going to give you entertainment. And we've had it so far with the record of 1-1.
You look at the good years that Middletown had, 16, 17, 18. How many good games are Middletown in?
Oh, we have
probably none.
We have two more than we had in a couple of those seasons. So
this team is worth the price of admission, and you know, it's great experience for this young group to play games like last week and play games like this week. You know, games on the line in the fourth quarter, something that, you know, we're really used to not seeing, but they're getting some good experience at it here in the first 2 weeks of the 2024 season.
They fall short tonight, 21-19. We're going to step out for one final break. When we come back, we'll run the final scoreboard and then preview next week as Middletown will be playing against Greencastle Antrim. That's coming up after this, our final timeout here in the postgame show here on the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
Tim Clouser of RE/MAX Realty Select is a proud supporter of the Blue Raiders. Tim Clouser has buyer and seller representation, real estate appraisal, new construction, and more. Tim Clouser, RE/MAX Realty Select, his number is 717-526-4300 or online at tclouser.harrisburghomes.net.
Middletown Memorial VFW Post 1620 is open from noon to midnight 7 days a week. The kitchen is open from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. daily. Membership information is available. That's VFW Post 1620, located at 200 Pike Street in Middletown.
Hughes Awards and Screen Printing is a proud sponsor of Middletown Athletics. Trophies, plaques, T-shirts, promotional items, and much more. Hughes Awards and Screen Printing is located at the Square on Main Street in Hummelstown or online at hughesawards.espwebsite.com.
J&J Pizzeria and Grill is open for carryout daily from 10:30 a.m. until 10 p.m., Sundays 11 to 9. Pizza, subs, bowlies, salads, and fries. Their number is 717-944-1313. That's J&J Pizzeria and Grill, 288 East Main Street in Middletown.
The Middletown Home Summer Concert Series concludes on Sunday, September the 8th, with Pentagon, starting at 5 o'clock. And then it's Pumpkin Fest, Saturday, September 21st, and Sunday, September 22nd. For more information, go to MiddletownHome.org or check out their Facebook page, The Middletown Home, West Harrisburg Pike, Route 230 in Middletown.
Time here on the postgame show. Brian Kaiser along with Steve Leedy, John Wilsbach, Sam Kostoff doing a fantastic job back at our studio as our studio producer for tonight's game. And unfortunately for the Blue Raiders, they fall just shy here tonight, 21-19 at the hands of Milton Hershey. Both teams now on the season are 1-1. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. Late in the fourth, Susquehanna Township leading Greencastle Antrim 35-13. West Perry beats Boiling Springs tonight 44-21. State College all over Altoona 57-0. Same sort of ideas. Central Dauphin East blowing out Chambersburg tonight 50-2. It is Cumberland Valley, a 35-0 win over Carlisle. Juniata comes back in the second half to beat Steele High 29-14. Hershey loses their first game of the season. Shippensburg beats them 28-13. Cedar Cliff knocks off Central Dauphin 21-13. Camp Hill squeaks out a one-point win over Big Spring by a 14-13 score. In the fourth quarter, Mifflin County and Northern York, they are tied up at 27. And two other scores to pass along. Trinity, late in the fourth, they are up 30-14 on East Pennsboro. And Waynesboro defeats Gettysburg tonight by a 33-21 final.
Well, a good effort again by this Middletown team. Hung in there all game. And I think one thing we're going to see here, you know, as the year goes on, this is a team that I think is going to be in a lot of these games this year. It's not going to look like last year. This is a team that's going to, you know, be right there, I think, with a lot of teams on the schedule. We only look at a couple that are, you know, might be a really tough task, but for the most part, I think they're going to be competitive, and that's good to see, especially with this young group.
A very young group, and Milton Hershey tried to crowd the line of scrimmage. And when they tried to crowd the line of scrimmage, Harrison Ortiz showed that he can throw the football and he has great receivers at his disposal. And that's going to bode well for this team as they go on and continue to expand the playbook and really rely a little bit more on the passing game. Middletown, John, showed tonight they are capable of moving the ball through the air. And now it's just a matter of putting it together and making that one more play, which tonight they just didn't have in them.
All right, that's going to wrap things up. Our schedule next week, Friday night, Middletown
hosting Greencastle Antrim 640 with the airtime on WMSSFM.com. On our alternate stream on the internet, we'll also have for you Lebanon Valley College at F&M. That game goes longer than the Middletown game. We'll probably pick that one up in progress. We'll see. So tune in next week. We look forward to having you back there. We did put that blocked field goal attempt on our Facebook page, so you can check that at WMSS 91.1 FM. Middletown 1-1 now on the season. Milton Hershey gets their first win. They're 1-1. Once again, our final score, Milton Hershey 21, Middletown 19. For Sam Kostoff, Steve Leedy, Brian Kaiser, I'm John Wilsbach. You've been listening to the Blue Raiders Sports Network.
You've been listening to Blue Raiders Sports on WMSS. Today's game was brought to you in part by Giant Company, Hughes Awards, Middletown Area Alumni Association, J&J Pizzeria, Dominic D. DeFrancesco American Legion Post 594, Middletown Lumber, Brownstone Cafe, Jack's Auto Sales, Daly's Golf, Michelle's Creations with you in mind, the Middletown News, Middletown VFW Post 1420, Tim Clouser, Remax Realty, Gingrich Memorials, the Hetrick Center, and DHL Supply Company. Your home for the best in Middletown sports is WMSS.